shop plans to lose a full day's business today.
Really, we don't care about the money.
The manager, the staff, and it seems most of the residents of this largely Latino neighborhood are shutting down for what may be the biggest immigrant rally ever in the city of Chicago.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. To work or not to work? That's the question for thousands of immigrants today. This man's a construction worker. He's here legally, but he plans to stay away from work to show his support.
I'm trying to do my part.
This woman normally cleans homes. She will march in the protest and expects a large turnout.
I think it's going to be really big.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
By the thousands they came. Gathering on the Washington Mall yesterday to call on the White House to do more to pressure the Sudan government to halt the genocide in the country's Darfur region. Among those who made impassioned pleas for the hundreds of thousands of refugees was actor George Clooney, just back from the region.
If we turn our heads and look away and hope that it'll all disappear, then they will. All of them, an entire generation of people.
Well, today marks an anniversary, 3 years since President Bush declared major combat operations over in Iraq. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
It happened as the president stood under the mission accomplished banner aboard the carrier Lincoln.
In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Mr. Bush also emphasized the main justification for the war.
We've begun the search for hidden chemical and biological weapons.
But those weapons were never found. The administration now points to progress on a new Iraqi government. But since that speech, more than 2,200 Americans have been killed and over 17,000 wounded in Iraq. 69 died there in April, the deadliest month this year. And Nick, the president's poll numbers have plunged from the 74% approval rating for his Iraq policy 3 years ago today.
It is a far cry. A look at the latest CBS News poll shows the bottom has fallen out of support for Mr. Bush's conduct of the war. Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic.
Only 30% of Americans approve of the way the president has been handling Iraq. 51% say the U.S. should have stayed out.
Further, more than half think things are going badly for the U.S. Still, one of three Americans believes it was right to kick out Saddam and stay to rebuild Iraq. Sky-high gas prices, you better get used to them. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman says it could be several years before suppliers are able to quench Americans' thirst for gasoline. But Mike Rhodes has had enough. He's turned off the pumps at his small Falston, North Carolina gas station until prices come down.
We don't regret it at all. Right now we're losing money, but it ended up being a voice for people all over the United States.
What's the best medicine? When it comes to protecting the youngest children from the flu, new research suggests the spray form of vaccine is significantly better than a shot. One potential problem, a few of the youngest kids who got the spray had an episode of wheezing, similar to asthma, within weeks of getting their first treatment. It's 5 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Gearing up, tens of thousands of people are expected at the state capitol today to join a crowd demonstrating for immigration reform. Across the state, schools, restaurants, other businesses are planning to run with skeleton crews or just shutting down today. Sonny Jackson with Denver Police says officers will be out in force before the rally and the march gets underway at 10:30.
This is like moving two-thirds of Mile High Stadium or Invesco Field through the streets of Denver. So it takes a lot of coordination. It'll take a lot of, basically, patience by the community.
The demonstrators will march from Viking Park and wind their way to the Capitol. Those streets and several streets surrounding the march will be closed during the rally. Colorado got a bit of a preview yesterday. About 500 pro-immigration protesters gathered at CSU to march through Old Town Fort Collins. Several hundred also participating in counter-rally organization organized by Northern Coloradans for Immigration Reduction. Some saying their families immigrated illegally several generations ago. Why can't today's immigrants do the same? Both rallies remained peaceful. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Trend.
Well, backups now building across the city. The worst of it now across I-225 in those southbound lanes of traffic right between Yosemite and I-25. I-25 itself is checking clear across downtown as well as the tech center. Just one patch is slowing up on the north end, southbound I-25 between 84th Avenue and Highway 36. I-70 now looking good. C-470 also traveling at speeds up on the high side. But do keep in mind, the Denver Police Department wants the city to be aware of the parade that's scheduled to take place today, running between Viking Park and North Denver to Civic Center Park in downtown, and it's scheduled to be in this morning at 10:30 a.m. and it should end at the state capitol. In today's forecast, a dry day ahead of us with highs nearing 74 degrees in Denver. Breezy this afternoon with partly cloudy skies.
Quality, value, design, innovation.
Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now, I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
On
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
People were there, and we really enjoyed ourselves. Saw a bunch of folks there and really had a good time. And it's a clever way to organize a campaign fundraiser because you, Bill Winter was there. You pay people to you gong them, and you either pay to get them to sit down and stop singing, or you pay them, you know, somebody pays to keep them up there. And I want to tell you something. Bill Winter, who is running against Tom Tancredo, has got like the worst singing voice in the universe. So I gonged him out several times to try to get him to sit down. All right, well, what do you want to talk about today besides Rush Limbaugh having to go down on Friday, get a mug shot, plead, no contest, I guess it was, to one count of doctor shopping, and is now on some kind of a probationary deal where if he stays clean for 18 months, the charges may be dropped and he's off the hook. You want to talk about that for a couple hours? Like, do you think that you or I would get a deal like that if we didn't have an expensive lawyer? Would an African-American or a Hispanic guy get a deal like that if they didn't have an expensive lawyer? Would they get a deal like Limbaugh got? But I think what everybody wants to talk about this morning, and I think what is on everybody's mind this morning, of course, is a day without an immigrant. Organizers are calling it We Are Americans, Somos America, a national day of action scheduled today to demonstrate the impact of immigrants. In Denver, the rally and economic boycott could attract 50,000-plus. Police urge commuters and motorists to avoid the march route area and go around the state capitol this morning and early afternoon. Roads will be closed to accommodate the participants. And you and I have talked about immigration, it seems like the better part of the last month and a half. And there doesn't seem, is there a workable answer to this problem? That's, that's the real question I want to ask here. Is there a workable answer to this problem? We're damned if we do and damned if we don't. And how much do we depend on immigrants in this country to do work, illegal immigrants? And I guess today through the boycott, and I guess today we'll find out, won't we? And they're taking a terrible chance because there's several diverse groups involved in this, and it may not be cohesive enough and may not come together. And what you may end up having is you may end up having a flop. Or everybody could hold tight, and I guess we'll find out. And there's diverse methods of making their message known. There are different ways of doing it. Some people are carrying American flags. Some people are carrying only flags from other nations. Some people are, carrying signs. It just depends. Then you got kids. Are they going to stay in school? Are they going to be out? Should they be out and be part of this participation of this? You know, here is my only objection to all of it. I've made this objection on the air. I've made it on here a million times. I'm workable about anything else involved in this situation. I'm workable about anything else involved in this, but I really feel this in my heart of hearts, that to take a group of people, the 11 to 12 million that we have here, that are here currently, and to suddenly turn around and say because they have come here to work, because they have come here to try to better themselves, because they have come here to try to feed their families, to suddenly make them criminals on a felony level, to me is wrong. Because if you put yourself in their position, and I put myself in their position, wouldn't we do the same thing? If you had kids, and you had a family, and you had to eat, and you knew things were better in the North, wouldn't you migrate? Wouldn't you go? Does anybody really want to leave home? You know, unless it's like I've always wanted to live in Colorado and I've always wanted to live, say, in the Rockies, as opposed to living in Iowa. But I'm talking about leaving the United States of America. I mean, most people don't want to leave here. Most people don't want to, you know, migrate to Canada. Most people don't want to, you know, take off and go to Europe. But, you know, I could work out. I mean, I could see having a compromise on any other part of the problem. I don't think building a wall will do it. I don't think that'll stop it. I think you got to get into Mexico's business and Central and South and Latin America's business and try to straighten things up down there. And we're going to talk about CAFTA and NAFTA and about their economies and why things are so bad there that they need to leave, or that if they're farmers, they're forced off their lands. So I'm open to any of those negotiations, including sometimes I feel like a guest worker program is okay, and then other times I feel like it's not all right. But the idea of criminalizing people because of economic want and hunger is beyond me, and opportunity. And citizenship. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get... There we go, Pat. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay considering it's Monday.
Yeah, it is.
Be better if it was Friday.
It would. It would indeed.
We could start over again.
Yes, we could. I got to tell you, I don't agree with you.
Okay.
I lived in Miami, Jay, and I'm going to say to you, this is the very reason my husband and I left. The overwhelming, in-your-face attitude that we encountered day-to-day. My husband lived there for 45 years and reached a point he couldn't take it anymore. This in demand that we, the American citizens, speak Spanish to accommodate. No, wrong answer. Why should I have to do that? This is America. Learn English, but they won't. And they won't in Miami,
right.
And they don't in Miami.
All right, but you know what? As somebody who also lived in Florida, you have a whole set of different working set of circumstances there than you do anywhere else in the country. Here are the different set of working circumstances. Used to be anybody who would defect out of Cuba and would land in the United States, you know, we would give them land and a house.
Absolutely.
And then eventually we stopped that. Now we have the wet foot, dry foot policy.
That's right.
Which is totally and completely different than we treat immigrants from any other country.
I agree.
And it was a Cold War issue there. And you have that, you know, whole little Havana situation that goes on there. And it's kind of a different... It's kind of a different setup.
It's different, Jay. I agree with you, but there's still this. Let me share a quick story with you. My husband works in a very, very dangerous profession. He repairs rail cars on the tracks. He has a crew. On his crew is a Mexican. Gil has told me he's a hard worker. He minds his own business. He does a good job. And a guy from Nicaragua. The guy from Nicaragua says to Gil on Friday, he says, you know what? You got a Hispanic on your crew. You should learn to speak English. My husband looked at him. He said, no. You're in the United States. You need to learn to speak. I mean, excuse me. He said, you should learn to speak Spanish. And Gil said, no. You're in the United States. You need to learn to speak English. To me, this is ridiculous. This is absurd. I've heard it so many times. And I'm sorry. No. No. This.
Well, don't learn to speak Spanish. There's no one compelling you to learn to speak Spanish.
I agree with you.
There's nobody put a gun to your head and said you have to.
Well, then...
Don't do it.
That's fine. Except when you have people get in your face about it. This is what annoys me.
Yeah, but that's America. You tell them no.
Well, but these...
People get in your face. Yeah, but Pat, wait a minute. Hang on. You know what? You're one of the most opinionated people I know.
You're probably right.
You're also one of the first callers to this show I ever remember 14 months ago. Patty, you have tons of opinions, and you're the most outspoken person I know. And you know what? So you get into somebody's face about it, and you go like, "Hey, no, I'm not going to do it." But I mean, is that the worst injury there is?
No,
I mean,
Jay,
is that the worst thing?
I think, Jay, what bothers me it's a lack of assimilation. And my family all are immigrants.
But surveys show that second and third generations always assimilate.
Maybe. And another point that annoys me that came up this weekend in a conversation I was having was a lot of these people are using fake IDs.
Well, Well, that's true.
And they're using fake Social Security numbers, which evidently are from dead people.
Well, and who do you think's selling it to them?
Well, but the bottom line is it's identity theft.
Well, yeah, but, there are white-collar criminals that are engaging identity theft every day of the week.
True.
I mean, I don't think that, illegal immigrants are not the only ones that are using, illegal identities. There are also criminals out there that are doing it on a regular basis.
And, Jay, if you and I tried it, where would we go?
Well, if we got caught, we'd go to jail.
That's right.
I have no problem with that. I mean, there's no argument between you and I about illegal documents, about using illegal Social Security numbers or using Social Security numbers of dead people. I have no problem with prosecuting people, who are doing that. But I'll tell you something. When I hear this topic, I always hear about the immigrants doing it, but I never hear about the people who are dealing the papers to them.
Well, and that goes to the same issue of the people that are employing them. I mean, it's the same thing. Yeah, you probably have Americans that are just feeding off of this, and they're wrong. And they should be snapped up, and the employers should be snapped up. And there's no question.
Talk to the business. Talk to the big business wing of the GOP. They're the ones that primarily protect them.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Pat. I love you.
Love you, Jay.
And I won't even speak to you in Spanish.
Good.
Say habla español.
Bye, Jay.
Bye. 303-713-7600, and we'll cover it all today as far as immigration goes on the Hour of No Power and throughout the entire show. Your feelings about the day without an immigrant today, or as some people call it, a day without an illegal immigrant. I still stand where I stand about this. I just don't think you suddenly take people who you seduce, wink, and not. You know what this is like? It's like, and I don't know if any of you saw Bill Maher over the weekend. This is like Barney Frank was talking about, how the fact that we encourage people to move out into the suburbs, the exurbs, and then all of a sudden we hit them with these high gas prices, right? Like, bang. And now they're in trouble because they have to drive 30 and 40 miles to work. We seduce these people to come here in a lot of ways. We winked and nod to get them to come here. Now all of a sudden we're angry and we want to send them all home. And we want to make them all criminals. And I don't think that's workable. 303-713-7600. Four lines open.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
They're just shooting the breeze and talking about the car business and just looking around and watching what was going on. And I'll tell you something. People out there, they really, really work hard, and they do care about their customers. And that's one of the things that sets them aside from a lot of other dealerships. And I mentioned the example of the dealership that Mary and I went to last week, in which, man, we stand around. Finally, some guy comes out, yes, may I help you? That's not going to happen to Rockies. Now, they're not going to tackle you and try to force you to buy an automobile, but they are going to ask you if they can help you. And to me, that's common courtesy. And right now, they have their matching down incentive going on. You've heard me talk about it. Up to $1,500. So you put down $1,500, they put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards the vehicle of your choice. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used vehicles in all of Colorado. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rockies stands behind what they sell. They got great folks working out there like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky and Colby, and Dave Dunn, and just Roger, and just really good Donnie, good people working out there. So, you know what? If you're going to buy a car, you might as well go get the most bang for your buck, and you might as well do it and buy it from people who really do care. And they want to see you back, and they want to see you send your friends to them. And that's why they do such a good job. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com. See their business philosophy, check out their inventory, and you can also pre-qualify for a car loan as well. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Been in business along the Front Range since 1982. That's Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement? Receiving cash payments for a car accident, a medical malpractice, instead of waiting a lifetime for cash that technically is yours? Wouldn't you like to have that money now?
After the accident, after we settled, things changed. I needed the cash quick. I had bills to pay, and I couldn't wait to get paid over the next 15 years.
Your life changes, so why can't your structured settlement change with it? It is your money after all. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your cash in your hands now.
J.G. helped me get the money right away. I mean, it is my money. Why should someone else have it all that time?
Don't delay. Let J.G. Wentworth help get you your money now. For a free booklet on how you can get your money, call 1-800-400-5581. J.G. Wentworth has helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For your free booklet, call 1-800-400-5581. That's 1-800-400-5581.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
No, don't tell me. Don't even tell me. Is that guy back again? 6:27, 27 minutes after 6. High today. Oh, all right, little Stones. High today up to 70 under partly sunny sky. All right, we're going to talk to Ricardo Martinez, co-director of Padres Unidos, and we're going to do that in a few minutes and find out his take on today's Day Without an Immigrant. Meanwhile, we'll take some more of your calls, and let's go to Julian in Arvada. Julian, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Julian. How are you?
I wanted to give you a quick call because I'm Cuban-born. I lived in this country 43 years, so I'm a contemporary of that lady that was ranting and raving.
Right.
She has it really mixed up. Like you said, the Cuban... well, by the way, I don't think any Cuban got a free house or a free whatever. But,
yeah, in the 50s they did. Most certainly did.
In the 50s?
Yeah, after 59. That's right, yeah.
Well, I have to check on that because I don't think so. I came in 62. Well, I did get help. I think I got $33 a month. And I got to go to the USDA to get food, and I was grateful, and I finished high school. And what I was going to say is that the Cubans were all legal, so her complaint is about a big concentration of immigrants. That's a totally different question from these people that are here now. So that's the main point I was going to say. Anytime you have a big concentration of a culture, this happened in New York in the 1700s, you had the Dutch speaking only Dutch and so on. And, you know, she's complaining about immigration, not the illegal immigration. And, you know, I'm with a lot of us. Mostly we support legal. I mean, I would support legalizing and normalizing this issue. But
yeah,
I wanted
me too.
To make that point.
Well, you know what? I'm on your side. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. I don't culturally mind it. It doesn't bother me at all. I could care less. As a matter of fact, I'm thrilled by it. I'm going to Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to go have a good time. You know, none of it threatens me. But then again, I'm one of the few Anglos, you know, who has, like, Bondo Recuerdo CDs. So it doesn't bother me at all, you know. And as far as Cuba goes, I love the Cuban people. I love Cuba. I was in Havana in 1996. And, you know, see, to me, the United States, the more diverse the United States is, to me, see, the stronger it is. The more diverse it is, the more interesting it is. And I just think that, and I'm not saying Pat falls into this category because I've known her for now for about 14 months and she's a good person. But I'm saying that there are people out there that are totally and completely threatened by all of this, and they ought to chill out for a minute and think it through and not be so threatened by somebody who's different than them.
Well, I agree with you, and that's what I think we have to distinguish between the issue of a country being able to control its borders and its economy versus a cultural change. And this will continue to happen. I mean, I wonder what the Indians thought when the Pilgrims came in illegally, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Here we are now. Exactly. You know what? Exactly the exact same thing. Julian, thank you, man.
All right, glad
you called.
Take care.
Call again. All right. 303-713-7600, three open lines. 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a little progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
All right, thank you, Jay. Southbound I-25 is jamming up on the north end, southbound between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. Some improvement, though, on that approach to Highway 36. Now, northbound lanes of I-25 also looking great. Just a bit of jamming on that approach to University. Southbound I-225 itself jamming on the approach to the I-25 interchange. But again, no major crashes to report. We're actually off to a great start in this morning's Monday commute. Taking a look at our forecast. It's got a dry day ahead of us. Highs nearing about 74 degrees in Denver. Breezy this afternoon and partly cloudy skies across the state. Currently, we're at 45 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Need to get away? It's your time to Viva Las Vegas with Orbitz.com. With Orbitz, for a limited time,
Effective communication, individual accountability, improved morale. The Impact Institute delivers results. Meet Christy Ward, the brainchild of the Impact Institute. She works with individuals and teams who want to learn skills that impact their lives and improve their companies. Improve your life and your company. Go to impactinst.com for a free gift. Get the passion, enthusiasm, and optimism back in your life and your company today. www.impactinst.com. Creating impact through people, one person at a time.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Special trips or waiting in line to make a deposit, it's always on time. And that is one less thing I need to take care of. Ask your employer about direct deposit today.
You can also use direct deposit for pensions, dividends, even tax refunds. Stop standing in line and sign up for direct deposit today. It's simple, safe, smart. For more information, visit electronicpayments.org.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:34. It's 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here. The hour of no power. High today, 70. Partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Let's talk to Ricardo Martinez, co-director of Padres Unidos. And, Ricardo, it's good to have you back on the program. Good morning.
Well,
and,
good morning.
And welcome. All right. How large do you think the demonstration will be here in Denver?
We guesstimate about 50,000 or more.
And what are you guys hoping to accomplish with this demonstration? Do you want to show us, the Anglos and the rest of America, what it's like to have a day without immigrant labor, either illegal, or legal? Do you want to press a point press the point that you want some kind of path to legal citizenship. What exactly are you aiming for?
You know, the main aim, and it always has been, and it's been for years, this is, you know, this movement is not a recent phenomenon. Just the size of it is it's been more visible now. We want, and what this country needs, is a comprehensive immigration reform that covers several things. You know, a way for people that are here to get the residency. So it's a path to residency and citizenship. We want families to be reunited, because people don't realize that a lot of what we're calling here undocumented, you know, people without status, whatever, are family members. That, you know, so the spouse has petitioned for their family members, and, you know, that's the wife or the husband and all the you know, and the kids, and it'll take up to 10 years, 7 to 12 years, to actually, you know, get the residency, get the documentation.
All right, let's clarify that a little bit. So, in other words, if I'm working in the United States,
yes,
and I'm an undocumented alien, and I want a path towards citizenship, but my family is still, let's say, in Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, Panama, wherever the case may be, you want those families to be able to be reunited immediately.
Well, no, what I'm saying that there are families here where one of the family members, whether it's the husband or the wife, have been able to get the residency. Now they petition for their families, right? So you came from wherever, Czechoslovakia.
Right.
You're here with your, you know, and now if you're petitioning for your family, it would take up to 10 years for you to be reunited with your family. So you might have a 1-year-old baby left at home, and you're not going to see that baby on a daily basis for up to 10 years. That is insane. So that a lot of families that are here, one of the family members has already petitioned, and they already have their documentation, and they're here in this country, and they petition for the families. So for anybody who believes in families living together, you know, having two parents raising the children, it's insane to say, okay, well, you can stay here, but your baby has to stay, you know, 2,000 miles away, and you can go visit them once in a while, but you can't see your baby on a daily basis.
Doesn't that kind of run counter to conservative family values?
That's exactly. And that's the case for many, many, many thousands of families. That's one of the factors that we're saying. Our immigration system is broken down. It doesn't serve the function that it needs to serve. And what we should be doing is speeding up the process, because those families will eventually be able to come across, let's say, from Mexico, whatever the country, and have the documentation. So, but to expect families to be divided for that many years is crazy. So we're saying,
why do you think there's so much friction involved in this?
I think it's a lot of just misconceptions and ignorance. You know, the misconceptions is that somehow, you know, the people that want to come over here are not going to assimilate, and every single immigration wave of different countries has faced the same thing. Even the Irish, for God's sake, were facing the same thing. You know, and they speak English. Or kinda, you know, and so they were being, you know, they're changing the cultural makeup and the values. I mean, every single, you know, wave that has come across always faces the same thing.
I mean, I get people who complain to me about, you know, going into a pharmacy or you know, a government office, or you know, getting a phone message where it's bilingual, and they resent that.
You know, the first bilingual businesses and stores and schools was German English. I mean, there was a debate at the founding of the United States whether German was going to be the language or English was going to be the language. and ended up voting for English. But the first bilingual schools in this country, formal bilingual schools, is German English. That's just a historical fact. But to me, if you are able to speak more than one language, I think it's an asset. You know, we are living in a world economy where everything happens globally, and yet people want to stay insulate themselves from the rest of the world, and that's, for one, that's going to hurt their children's chances of success down the road. The world is changing, and it's going to continue to change, and we must just either make the best of it and grow positive out of it, or still live in ignorance and fear.
Yeah, I agree with that. 6:41, 19 minutes in front of 7. Ricardo Martinez, co-director of Padres Unidos, on the line with us. That's PadresUnidos.org. What about this one? I get this one from a lot of people. That illegal immigrants suppress the wages of the poor.
It's the opposite. I mean, it creates wealth for this. It creates more jobs. That doesn't happen. It might happen on individual cases. I'm sure it does. But as the entire society, it's the opposite. It creates a net gain for, because it pushes more money into the economy. There's more money coming in. People are able to pay more and want to pay more and to make more money. If we're worrying about low wages, we should be looking at raising the minimum wage across the country.
Yeah, I agree there, and that's left out of the debate. All right, here's one final one for you. Illegal immigrants are killing us as far as paying for social services, and they believe that they want entitlements, and that's what they're about.
Most people who don't have documents, and a lot of people who do have documents, don't use social services. And some people can't because federal law, and some people don't because they don't believe in that, and they're self-sufficient and reliant. I mean, most immigrants that come to this country come healthier. They're healthier here, coming here, than when they're here for a couple of years. So they don't use services that much here. But the other part is that people pay billions of dollars on an annual basis to all these programs that people are talking about. Whether it's health care and all that, I mean, people are paying billions of dollars, and there's no there's very little in return. Once we look at the facts, and that's what I'm saying, a lot of it is just based because we don't know, it's misinformation. But we look at the actual numbers, the contribution that people make on a daily basis to federal budget, to local economies, to state economies, far outweighs in the services that they take. It's just a fact, it's not some pro immigrant putting it out. This is just people doing studies. Even the federal government puts up the studies and shows that.
All right, Ricardo, thank you so much for your time once again. Hope to speak to you again in the future. Ricardo Martinez, co-director of Padres Unidos, and we'll see what happens today. And thanks for being on the program.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Jay.
You got it. All right, we'll see you later. All right, it's 6:44, 60 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to talk to Daniel Gibbs Lejeune. And we're going to talk to her. She's the director of press relations at the Center for American Progress, and we'll talk to her about the whole immigration topic, and the immigration debate, which is heating up again today due to all these demonstrations.
Gotta get away, get out and play. Route to Colorado today.
Get out and play. Grab your bike, load it up, hit the highway and rip it up in Fruta, Colorado. Yeah, Fruta, one of the top 10 single scenes and the king of single track in the U.S. It's mountain biking nirvana. Don't take our word for it. Come dig the dirt in Fruta, Colorado.
Gotta get away, get out and play. Fruta, Colorado today.
While you're in Fruta, take an adventure 200 million years in the making. Hike Fruta's Red Canyons, explore dinosaur trails, raft the wet and wild Colorado, and bike Fruta's epic single track. do it all in Fruta. Bike, hike, raft, and discover. Take I-70 until you hit Fruta Exit 19. GoFruta.com. Come dig the dirt in Fruta, Colorado.
Gotta get away, get out and play. Fruta, Colorado today, yeah.
Visit the Comcast booth at the Aurora Town Center.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient, it's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to give blood. Together, we can save a life.
The hot weather's coming. It's time to get that air conditioner checked out. Beat the summer heat with Aspen Tire's Chill Out Special. We'll evacuate and recharge your AC for $19.95. If you need Freon, that's an additional charge. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, anyplace. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, if I can't win fair and square, I'll kick him a couple of times. 6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, going to be 70 under partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Daniel Gibbs Luge. Daniela Gibbs Luge. Did I say her name right? I'll have her say her own name. Danielle, did I get your last name right?
You said my last name. Yes, it is Luge.
Leje.
Yes.
Okay. I got close then, didn't I?
Yes, closer than most people.
Okay. How about that, John Turk, producer in the other room? Closer than most people. Okay. He's always on my case. All right. It's good to have you on the program, and you're the director of press relations at the Center for American Progress. You know today is May Day, and, of course, today is the big a day without an immigrant. First of all, you know there's so many diverging factors involved in this. Think it'll be a success?
I think so. I mean, if you just judge from the past actions that have happened and just the passion that's out there in the immigrant community, even though I know there has been some division over how to go about this day, I think there'll be a lot of people participating.
And I ask every guest who comes on about this because I'm really interested in this. The immense friction that this seems to create, the immense friction that people seem to be, I mean, it's really, really, really gets divisive at times. Why? Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of passion on this issue on both sides, on both, you know, the pro-immigrant groups and those people who feel that we should shut off our borders. And I think sometimes in the heat of the debate, some things get said and there are misunderstandings, and it just kind of ratchets it up to a level that no one really wants it to be at. You know, I think there are – it's a tough situation, but I think there are solutions, reasonable solutions to fix the problem that we have.
All right, give me some of those, what you think are reasonable solutions.
Well, you know, the McCain-Kennedy bill that was going through the Senate, I think, would have been a good way to help deal with the immigration problem. I mean, and we should make no bones about it. There is a problem with our immigration system. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants coming across the border every year. And, you know, we need to take steps to, A, to shore up our border. But then we have 11 million undocumented folks who are living in this country. And what are you going to do with them? And some of the bills that are being talked about now would talk about basically sending all those people home or sending half of them home and making them come back. And we did a study here at the Center for American Progress that showed that that's just unrealistic. It's going to cost entirely too much money to send everybody home. So you have to deal with the people who are here. And McCain-Kennedy, you know, it wasn't amnesty, but it made people work to get their citizenship. They would go to the back of the line. They'd have to, you know, clear a check to make sure they haven't committed any crimes since they've been here. They'd have to pay their back taxes. They'd have to learn English. And like I said, they'd go to the back of the line and wouldn't be able to cut ahead of any legal immigrants. But it would set a clear path for these folks to earn their citizenship. And I think that's really the only way that you're going to deal with the folks who are here. And then, you know, we can talk about securing the border and all that stuff that needs to be done that, frankly, this administration hasn't been doing.
Boy, but the xenophobes have really been successful in making their argument about how, you know, really giving people a path to citizenship is amnesty. And
right.
I said this earlier on in the hour. You know, I'm for working out whatever we need to do to get this right. The one thing I think is really morally wrong and unfair is to take illegal aliens, undocumented workers who are here now, the 11 to 12 million, maybe 13 million, and suddenly say, okay, you know what? Now you're felons, as
right.
the Sensenbrenner bill talks about.
Right.
To me, that's wrong, you know?
Yeah. And not only making them felons, but making anyone who would help them be felons. You know, if you have an undocumented person who needs water or needs shelter or, you know, needs some help for their kids, that bill would actually make the person who helps them, like from ministers on down to social workers, felons also. And that's not the way to solve the problem.
I just hear these, I just hear illegal immigrants, undocumented workers, whatever it is you want to call them, and I just hear them, as particularly on right-wing radio, just getting beat day in and day out, beat up day in and day out. And I really would be interested to see what would happen if they all stayed home. I'd like to see what would happen to the economy. I'd love to see what would happen to the service industry. I'd love to see what would happen to many other businesses.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like the hidden fact that, you know, people think these illegal immigrants are here and that they're not working and they're just kind of like sponging off the government. But the truth of the matter is that they are contributing to our society. A lot of them are paying their taxes. And if they were all to, you know, suddenly leave or go home, it would be a tremendous impact on our economy.
You know, then the other part of it is that, that people seem to get into, and this is a big debate, and it's 6:54, 54 minutes past the hour. Danielle Gibbs Lejeune on the line with us. They'll do jobs Americans won't do, and then you have Americans step up on the phones and say, "Well, that's not true," because if you raise the minimum wage, then Americans would do those jobs. So do you think that Americans would like rush down? And I know the I put the construction industry out of this part of the discussion. Uh-huh. Do you think Americans would rush down and like start taking jobs as busboys, say, at the Cracker Barrel?
I find that hard to believe. And, you know, economists are kind of split on this, you know, on this fact as to whether or not they are, you know, depressing wages for low-class workers or if they're taking jobs that Americans don't want. I think that's, you know, that's an easy kind of scapegoat thing that the right likes to say to get people all whipped up. Like, oh, you know, all these jobs are available and all these unemployed people, if they just, you know, if we got rid of the immigrants, then all these people would be employed. And I just don't think it's that simple.
It seems to me that we need two separate discussions here. One, about immigration and how to fix it, and two, about wages and workers in this country and how the wages have remained flat
Right. Well, that's the conversation that conservatives don't want to have. They don't want to talk about how they have fought tooth and nail to against raising the minimum wage at the federal level. You know, they want to talk about how great the economy is, but they don't want to talk about how the fact that real wages haven't been going up and that all these other costs are going up. Your health care costs are going up. The cost to send your kids to school is going up. Your taxes are going up. So, you know, they talk about this. The GDP is booming, but people aren't feeling it, you know, in their pocketbooks because all these other things are happening. So they don't want to have that conversation. They'd rather, you know, scapegoat and play on people's fear and say, oh, my God, we're being overrun by illegal immigrants.
Do you think they need to have somebody for us to fear? Do you think the right wing has to have somebody? I mean, they have to have somebody for us to be scared of in order to make their programs work.
I think fear plays a great deal into their messaging. You know, it's like, oh, you know, the Democrats, they're not going to be able to take care of you. The Democrats take over. You know, we could have another terrorist attack. There's that kind of fear. There's a fear of, oh, illegal immigrants are coming across the border and they're taking away all your jobs and are a burden on your services. And I think it's, unfortunately, it works in this country for some reason.
Do you think it works, or do you think it's beginning to run out? In other words, because, you know, George W. Bush, you know, trumpets how well the economy is doing, but survey after survey shows most people don't seem to agree with him.
Right. Well, as long as gas prices keep going up, I think they're going to have a huge problem convincing people that everything's great.
All right, but you do believe that there is a fixable solution to the whole immigration problem.
Absolutely, and I know some people thought that after the Senate left for their 20th break this year, that McCain Kennedy was dead. But I still hold out hope that they're going to come back and they're going to actually sit down and try and work out a reasonable immigration reform bill.
All right, you think today's day without an immigrant? Do you think it'll be successful?
I think so. I think, you know, what we saw with the last protest was that kind of like the sleeping giant had woken up. And all these people were like, well, where did all these people come from? Well, they've always been here, but, you know, maybe they just needed an issue to get them motivated and to get them protest. And what's amazing to me is the young people who are out there who are actually being engaged and involved in something that's political. Because, you know, young people, as they like to say, they're disengaged, they don't care about the political process. But it's just amazing to see the amount of young people out there.
Well,
I think, you know, conservatives, they gotta be careful because in a couple of years these people are going to be voting.
Yeah, well, I think they're already worried about it. I mean, look at the Republican Party running ads against Harry Reid in Spanish, flat out lying to them.
Lying? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, isn't it? Ken Melman, you know, what an upstanding guy. All right, Danielle Gibbs-Luge, thank you so much. Appreciate you being on the program. Thank you so much for getting up this morning.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you.
Okay.
All right, there's Danielle Gibbs-Luge, Director of Press Relations for the Center for American Progress. Coming up next, Ed Schultz. We'll talk to our buddy Big Ed. He'll give his website. And then we'll talk to you, too, at 303-713-7600. Stick around.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
Be. Not the busy type. The verb. Be. As anyone who has taken first-year foreign language class knows, be is the first verb you learn, and it's the first part of Belco Credit Union. We believe in being. Be smart. Be cool. Be fast. Be proud. Be silly. Be happy. When you've got financial freedom, it's easy to be. And at Belco, we're totally dedicated to your financial success. So we have people focused on your needs. We have rates that make it easier to get a better car, a better house, a better TV. So maybe it's time for you to switch to Plan B and move your checking to Belco. It's easy to join and worth it. Just stop by and let one of our financial specialists help you with everything. Check out our rates and our products at Belco.org and be decisive. Be forward-thinking. Be a trailblazer. Be whatever you want to be. Belco Credit Union, the one organization totally dedicated to your financial success. Federally insured by NCUA.
Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Byron Pitts in Chicago. Demonstrators will take to the streets in at least 60 U.S. cities for what's been billed as a day without immigrants. Nearly a 500,000 demonstrators are expected in Los Angeles, another 300,000 here in Chicago.
Across the country, immigrants by the thousands, legal and illegal, will not go to work or school in a nationwide call for major reforms in U.S. immigration laws. Hector Galvin will close his restaurant.
We don't care about the money, but we care about our customers.
There are an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. 75% are Latino, but other ethnic groups will be represented today. Dale Ossis of the Cali Immigrant Coalition.
Everybody's going to be closed. So anybody that doesn't close, they're not going to have much business.
Connie is an undocumented student.
People will see the empty spots, and then they know that, oh, those are the people who are in it, and those are the people who are actually around us. And I think that's kind of important for them to know.
Organizers promise peaceful demonstrations. But here in Chicago, for example, police will be standing by with riot gear just in case. I'm Byron Pitts in Chicago. With more of the immigration story, here is Frank Setapani.
Some immigration reform leaders are afraid their movement's being hijacked by groups with agendas that go beyond immigration, and they worry today's boycott will create a backlash. In Phoenix, Cochise County Sheriff Larry Deaver takes a dim view of the boycott.
Makes my blood boil, frankly. What are you boycotting? Protesting the fact that people are breaking the law and are being asked to be held accountable for that.
Deaver says the government's failure to stop immigrants from coming into the country illegally has allowed the anti-immigrant Minutemen Project to take hold. In Lee County, Florida, police have charged two young boys with setting the brush fires that damaged or destroyed more than two dozen homes. One boy's 12, the other's just 10. On the CBS Health Watch, you could give an infant or a young child a flu shot, but why? Dr. William Schaffner at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine says the latest research points to a more effective, less painful way.
The new study indicates that the FluMist vaccine protects 55% better than did the injectable vaccine, and that's largely because it provided broader protection.
Pocketbook News, a report from the government within the past hour, shows income grew at a fastest clip in 6 months in March, 0.8%. Spending rose 0.6. At the movies.
Hello?
Honey, it's me. My flight has been hijacked.
The 9/11 film, United 93, was the weekend's second most watched movie.
We have to do it now, because we know what happens if we just sit here and do nothing.
United 93 took in $11.5 million. The new Robin Williams movie, RV, took in $16 million. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
This Mother's Day, give your mother the gift that will last as long as a mother's love. Have a star named after her. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send your mom a beautiful personalized gift package with her chosen star. You may also include a sterling silver bracelet and heart charm with your mother's name and star location engraved on it. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com so she'll have her gift for Mother's Day.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. With the May 15th enrollment deadline around the corner, I needed answers. I was in Walmart, and the pharmacist told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. After I enrolled, I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled my prescriptions. And at the Walmart price, you sure get more bang for your prescription buck. You can bet I'm going back to Walmart or Sam's Club Pharmacy or walmart.com/Medicare for my Medicare needs.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. More than 30 cars involved in three separate accidents at the same time near the Eisenhower Tunnel. They happened around 8 o'clock last night.
Most of the action was eastbound. Just east of the tunnel, we had one collision that involved three tractor-trailer rigs. That was a property damage. And then a couple of miles further down the road, we had a 19-car pileup. That actually didn't cause any road closure, but it certainly slowed down traffic and made things a mess.
State Patrol Sergeant Jeff Goodwin saying one person was flown to St. Anthony's Central from the 19-car pileup. On the westbound side of the tunnel, a 9-car collision injured at least two people. Roads became slick after a snowstorm briefly blew through that area. University of Colorado police are trying a new tactic to curb marijuana smoking. They posted pictures of students smoking marijuana at a smokeout in Boulder. Hundreds of people called to earn the $50 reward for identifying those smokers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, backups now falling into place across our highway drive. The eastbound lanes of Highway 36 now heavy at Pecos on that approach to the I-25 interchange, though those westbound lanes are looking great heading into Boulder. Now, southbound I-25 jamming up on the north end, 104th Avenue, down to the turnpike, and eastbound I-70 also dealing with sun glare with slowdowns building across Brighton Boulevard. Eastbounders across 6th Avenue thick on that approach between Sheridan and I-25, but throughout the city, we are now stall and accident-free. In today's forecast, a dry day ahead of us, highs nearing about 74 degrees in Denver with breezy conditions along the foothills. Currently, we're at 46 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Need a quick dinner idea? Check out kingsoopers.com before you head to the store for recipes, a food and wine pairing guide, and lots more. You can even have your favorite King Soopers groceries delivered right to your door with Home Shop. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Thousands of Americans wanted to tell President Clinton what to do every day. Laura Schwartz did. Join Laura Schwartz, Bill Ritter, Bill Winter, and the Douglas County Democrats at the second annual Clinton-Carter Dinner Saturday night, May 6th at the Sheridan DTC. More info at douglasdemocrats.org.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Nice morning out here this morning at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 70, partly sunny skies. Good to have you along. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll talk to my brother from another mother. I'm talking about Big Ed, Ed Schultz. He's here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. Eddie, good morning and welcome to the program.
What's going on, buddy?
How's the weather up there?
You know, my wife and I are just talking. We have had like 3 days of low, overcast, continual drizzle.
Ugh.
Sucks.
Ugh.
I got to see the sun somewhere, but it's been bad.
Maybe you need to go back out on the road.
I know it. We need to go back out on the road. Is right.
You need to come down here.
Well, we're working on it.
Plenty of sunshine here. All right. You know what today is? Today is a day without an immigrant. What's your take on it?
Well, a couple things. First of all, we've created the problem by not protecting the borders, and now look what we've got.
Yeah.
That's part of it. And then we've allowed businesses to hire undocumented workers, and we haven't enforced it. So the question is now, what do we do about it? First of all, I hope that this kind of stuff doesn't get out of hand. I think the Congress has got the message that they got to do something, but they just don't know what. I think they got to streamline the process for those who are here, get them into the fold, focus on security, do some background checks on those who are here, and if they're not what we want, then deport them. I mean, there are criminals that are coming across. We got to do an enforcement thing and get them out of here. In the meantime, the Senate and the House are moving as quickly as they can, but they still don't have resolution on exactly what to do. But I think the focus has got to be on not making them felons, but making them Americans, and also on security. Now, somewhere in there, it's not going to be a perfect world. Not everybody's going to agree with what the end game is going to be. But I think if they're trying to get the attention of the American people today, ought to do it.
Yeah, you know, thank you for making that last statement. Everybody's going to have to endure a little pain here. Nobody's going to get exactly what they want. But I don't think you take 11 to 12, maybe to 13 million undocumented workers or illegal immigrants, and suddenly you say, okay, you know what, now you're a felon. I mean, I don't think that, you know, what, for people who come north because they need to feed their families, because they need to work, because they want to work,
sure.
You make them a felon. Does that solve the problem? I don't think it. And you know that financially we can't round up all these people and deport them.
Interesting report out that it's not corporations, that it's not businesses. You know who's hiring the majority of the folks that are coming across the border? You and I are hiring them.
Yeah.
It's individual families that are hiring them to do... you know, type service work around their homes or in their communities, and so that's money under the table.
Yeah.
And so the key here is if you get these workers documented and you get them organized, it's going to be more money to the Treasury, and it's going to be more of an asset to the American Treasury, which is obviously going to help us out when it comes to deficits. So that's what I think. I think we got to be sensible about this.
Yeah, and we also have to have a debate about the minimum wage in this country. Don't you think so?
I do. It's way overdue. They ought to move it up at least 50 cents. But I just was looking at the agenda for the rest of the year. That isn't anywhere to be on it.
No, it never is.
Yeah, it isn't on there. You know what is on it? Let's see. The session between September 5th and October 6th. In September, after Labor Day, when they come back, they're going to be focusing on appropriation bills, tax cuts.
Yep.
Those are the two things just before the midterm. So get this. They're going to be trying to scramble up to bring some troops home. They're going to work on tax cuts, and they're going to do appropriations and obviously to dish out some pork and so the righties can run home and talk about how wonderful everything is. Oh, by the way, today is the third anniversary
That's
of
right.
Mission Accomplished.
That's right. The aircraft carrier stunned Bush in the flight suit, and obviously look where we are now 3 years later.
There's an interesting report out this morning, Jay. I want to alert all your listeners to go to www.sigir.mil. That's sigir.mil. It's monitoring American tax dollars and the reconstruction efforts in Iraq. And we are behind. There is progress. They have done 5,000 schools. They have trained 47,000 teachers. But electricity is still only about 4 hours
That's
a day.
Right. That's right.
Oil and gas is way off. There was a commitment to build 150 health clinics. They've built 20. Not good there. So the insurgency is getting bigger and better. We've lost 69 soldiers last month. That's the most since November. And so we're a long way from mission accomplished, that's for sure.
Yeah, there was a striking article yesterday on the front page, I believe it was yesterday, in the New York Times about the troubles with Reconstruction and about how far we've come and how we've blown a lot of the money that was allocated for the Reconstruction. Let me jump from Iraq to something else. Bodman sees up to 3 years of fuel pain. Gasoline prices have soared an average of 60 cents a gallon in the last month because suppliers are unable to keep up with the demand, a situation that could persist up to 3 more years, according to Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman. He said that yesterday on Meet the Press. Your reaction to that?
I think he's an absolute post. I mean, I watched that interview yesterday. He's dumber than Bush, the energy secretary. He doesn't know what time of day it is. Durbin, I thought, smoked him on Meet the Press yesterday. Senator Durbin cut it right to the chase. The fact is, these mergers is what's happening. You know, back when there were 15 and 20 oil companies, there was real competition
right.
that was going on. These mergers have gone basically unchecked, and now they've been able to basically dictate what Americans are going to pay. There's no free market here. The oil ministers get together. They decide production. The oil companies get together. They decide exactly, you know, what their price is going to be, what kind of profit they need to have. And it's ridiculous. I thought this energy secretary yesterday made a very interesting point that they put $150 million, that's 150, $150 million into renewable fuels. That doesn't that the retirement package for the guy at Exxon was $400 million.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. The common sense says that this is not a free market; that we are being gouged, and we should do something about it.
And then George W. Bush turns around and says, "Well, you know, we shouldn't have windfall tax. You know, we shouldn't have a windfall tax situation. That the oil company should take the money and reinvest it."
Oh, yeah, but right. Well, here's the deal on that: it's not a tax; it's a rebate to the American people, and it forces reinvestment. Keep in mind, there were at record profits when it was $40 a barrel. Now it's $70-plus dollars a barrel. All they're saying is that when it's over $55 a barrel, that a portion of that would be rebated back into the Treasury, or it would be forced to be invested. The fact is that they don't want to do ethanol. They're just being forced to do it by public demand, and they don't want to do biodiesel. They love the gas guzzling, and they want to go dig for more. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't trust them to reinvest any money. Do you?
They will at a modest level, but they won't do it, and they will not allow it to be dictated to them the way it stands right now. So here's what Congress can do moving forward. Change the CAFE standards again.
Yeah.
Change it again. Force the manufacturers to do something different with the carburetors. Also, go major, massive incentive for investment, private and public, on ethanol and biodiesel, and do not allow drilling at ANWR. That's what you got to do. We have to force the hand here.
We need like a Manhattan Project.
Could be along those lines, but that would obviously be big government involvement. But if it's going to be a free market, then why not break up the oil companies?
Well, I'm all for that. I mean, I'm 100%. I'm with Dick Durbin on that. I think the oil companies should be broken up. And it's amazing the consolidation that you see going on before your very eyes.
I know it, and it's the Big Five aren't saying anything right now, are they?
I mean, what are we down to? About three or four gas stations in every town? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Three or four companies, even less, maybe.
Yeah, and we don't know what if there's any collusion going on, and the subcommittee that has been headed up on that is supposed to deal with this is Mike DeWine from Ohio. He's held one committee meeting in 5 years on this.
Yeah.
And the price of gas has doubled since Bush has come in.
Yeah. You know what? Absolutely right. 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I don't even need to introduce the guy. You know him, Big Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz here this afternoon between 1 and 4. All right, one final thing. Got to talk to you about this. How about Rush Limbaugh?
Well, we've got a major, major question on our webpage, www.wegotit.com. Which mugshot do you like? Karl Rove? No, we're waiting for his. Which mugshot is better, Rush Limbaugh or Tom DeLay?
You know, that would really be a hard choice. I'm going to have to go over there and take a look for about five minutes.
It's a basic question for good lefties of America. Which mugshot do you think is best, Rush Limbaugh, Tom DeLay, or you're waiting for Karl Rove? Most of the people early on, we just put it up within the last half hour, most of the people are saying that they're waiting for Karl Rove. And so,
do you think he's going to get? I think he's going to get it.
I do too. I think he's going to get it. I think that it's going to be a real rough road for him. And I think that this idea about him not being able to remember exactly his conversation with who he was talking to is a bunch of garbage. This guy can remember what voting machine did or did not work in what county in Ohio. He
That's
knows
right.
exactly who he talked to.
Boy, you know what? I'm on the same page, but I'm going to have to go to the website. Have to make my vote here.
But you know, here the bottom line on Rush, Jay, is that you know, here's a rich guy who maneuvered his way out of it. We know one thing: Roy Black's one hell of an attorney.
See, I wanted to ask that question this morning on the air. Do you think if this was a person of color or a lower working class? Lower, you know, working class, middle class, lower middle class person. Think they'd get the same kind of deal? No.
It's money and it's influence. And Rush knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly how he was doing it. And he can spin it any way he wants. The fact is, this guy's been railing on values, railing on principle, and railing on ethics his entire career, and basically for a while he was living a lie. It's unfortunate, and I know if I was in the business, I wouldn't want him doing my commercials.
No, you know what? I have the same feeling, same thing. Hey, Ed, good to talk to you, man. Good to hear your voice, and we'll hear you this afternoon between 1 and 4, as we always do.
Thanks, Jay. Always a pleasure.
Oh, you're always welcome to come on this. Good to hear your voice.
You bet. Thanks.
Take care, Eddie. There's Big Ed Schultz, here this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, three open lines at 303-713-7600. It is a day without an immigrant. If you want to talk about the whole immigration debacle, which is boiled back up again, and everybody's talking about it, or you want to get on the gas prices, or if any of you want to call up, take a couple of shots at Rush Limbaugh, hey, far be it for me to stop you. But the rally schedule is like this. Starts at 9 a.m. in Denver. Marchers will meet at Viking Park, 29th Avenue and Spear Boulevard, and step off at 10:30 down Spear Boulevard, turn east on Market and south on 17th Street, and continue on Broadway to the Capitol. A day without an immigrant. Will it be successful? Yes or no? Your take on it. 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here from AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Today's Monday morning commute off to a great start. No major crashes to report across the city. In fact, all we're dealing with right now is just a bit of heavy volume. Across southbound I-225, do watch for some slowing right between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. Had some late construction this morning. Luckily, that's now cleared from your highway drive, but that slowing never quite improved. Now, across southbound I-25, we're now jamming from 104th Avenue all the way down towards 84th. You'll find some additional slowing slowing on that approach to the Boulder Turnpike. But after that, you've got a clear shot between downtown and the Denver Tech Center. In today's forecast, we'll see partly cloudy skies and some windy conditions along the foothills. We will see highs up around 74 degrees. Currently, we're at 45 in Denver. Amelia Earhart for AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Create a backyard paradise with spaces that reflect your outdoor lifestyle. Scienturfics Saw Farms and Landscaping can make your dreams come true. Enhance your outdoor living space that includes a carpet of drought-tolerant bluegrass lawn. Visit scienturfic.com. That's scienturfic.com.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeover Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
720, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And was out at Rockies last Friday and was talking to Dave Dunn out there. I was talking about my experience about going to another car lot and about not having anybody come wait on me for like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes. He said, Jay, if we saw it was you walking on the car lot, we wouldn't wait. We'd throw you off. No, he was only kidding. But that doesn't happen to Rockies. You know what? Rockies offers you the most bang for your buck. And here's the other thing. They treat you the way you should be treated. Matching cash down. You put down $1,500. They put down $1,500. You've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. People to wait on you. They're not going to tackle you, try to arm twist you to buy an automobile. That's not what they're made of. But what they are going to do is they're going to pay attention to your every need because that's what they're all about. That sets them aside from a lot of other places. And they take the time to find out what you need and what you're looking for. And at Rockies Autos, every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, over 500 good-looking vehicles on the lot, just about anything you can think of. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., now with an extra hour of Rockies buying power. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Check out their selection, pre-qualify for a car loan, see their TV commercials, and check out their business philosophy. Rockies Autos. Great place to buy an automobile. Good people who do care. They stand behind what they sell, and they're there for you. And it's not a cliche. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and that's just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Every day, millions of people go to Match.com. So many of them find love, get married, and raise families. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Online dating is a great way to meet someone these days. Get going with our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Millions of women across 64 countries agree on one
and only one
wrinkle fighter.
That's Nivea Visage Q10. As the world's number one selling anti-aging face care line, Nivea Q10 moisturizers both reduce and help prevent the appearance of wrinkles. That's why more women around the world choose Nivea Q10 for beautiful, younger looking skin. Nivea Visage Q10, the world's number one best selling anti-aging face care line.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, a little immigrant song business. Yeah, let's hear it.
Here they come. Here they come.
Coming over the border to grab our jobs. Coming over the border to change our culture. Can you say us, Blondule? 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. Going to be around 70. Can I brag a little bit before we take phone calls? You know, I'm down 2 pant sizes. Down 1 shirt size, down 2 pant sizes.
You do have a whole new wardrobe. I have noticed that.
Yeah. Belt's actually a little too big. Have to do something about that. All right, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Day Without an Immigrant today, and let's go to the phones, and we go to Bob in Aurora, who's been hanging on. Bob, thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed. Jay, with that on there, you guys did a great job together. What a tag team.
Thanks, Bob. You're more than kind.
Hey, as an ex-union man, I remember trying to organize some of these places around town, and there was, I'm not going to mention the name, but a manufacturer in Weld County that had 600 employees, but every year they had to cut 3,700 W-2s. Now, you tell me that that employer didn't know that he had people that were not legal.
Well,
they kept on swapping. I'm saying that's what the problem is. It's with the employers.
See, I think that you've hit something, a nail on the head here. I'm not sure how to connect all of this and put this all together. But I think people's rage is focused in the wrong area, particularly rage against undocumented workers or illegal aliens. I think the rage ought to be about wages, about the minimum wage, about unionizing, about union busting, about how these practices have gone on in this country for the last 35 to 40 years, and that most Americans have basically figured that either unions don't apply to them or that, that they don't matter to them. And that the unions haven't made a very, very good case about their existence, and that we've let a lot of this stuff go on. How to fix all of this, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you one thing. I think we ought to be taking a good, hard look at all of this.
No, I agree with you. You guys are right on. Hey, the best sign I saw in one of the parades they had, I think it was over the weekend, is immigrants work. Why can't the Congress?
That's not a bad one. I like that. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
See ya. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hi, Marshall. How are you?
Good job on the diet. I know you were talking about it for a while, but it's good to see you stuck with it.
Yeah, man. I'm trying. I mean, it's not easy, but I'm trying. I'm trying to do my best.
I listened to what they're calling the Spanish National Anthem.
Yeah, I've got it. You want to hear it?
If you want to play it. I listened to it over the weekend. And every time I listen to it, I think it's just a huge mistake. If it was done right, if it was just a straight translation over and it was done by someone like Gloria Estefan or someone respectable, I could see it being done right. But these guys, and the way they've just totally rearranged all the words and everything, it just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, I think there's a lot of people out there that it rubs the wrong way. I took a very passionate call from a guy on Friday who said that it rubbed him the wrong way, and I kind of said, yeah, you know, I think you're kind of right. Now I'm kind of thinking, you know, it's not a good thing. It's not, you know, it gets into one of these things about winning friends and enemies, and I don't think you're going to win a ton of friends, definitely, by doing something like this. But how much widespread support do you think it has?
Well, I mean, I posted something on Soapbox about it, and I got flamed immediately that I need to shut up and sit down because I'm white. That's what I got told. And, it's not about that. It's about framing your message so it can be accepted by a wider audience. And we're all Americans. We all want the same thing. We want to live the American dream. We want to come here for a better life. And I just think when you denigrate something that's central to this country, and that's how I feel like it is, because they've rearranged the words and everything. It just really bothers me. If it was a straight translation over, I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Well, I'm on Soapbox. I didn't see that, so I'll have to go home today and try to log on and find that and come to your defense a little bit under that thread. I can see where it would bother you. I can see where it would bother a lot of people. I really do. It bothers me. But to me, it's kind of a to me, it's kind of like a take your eye off the ball issue. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Something I wanted to build upon that your last caller talked about, and I wanted to talk about this before, is, you know, during college, I worked night crew at Home Depot. And they definitely used
the illegal immigrants that were working there to push all our wages down. And you were talking about on Friday about how hard they worked. They were the hardest workers there, man. They busted their butt. But the employer used that to keep all our wages down, the kind of, oh, you know, they're replaceable, and if they aren't replaceable, you're replaceable by one of them. And they would basically work both sides of the fence. You know, what the last caller was talking about, you know, as far as, you know, not, they didn't have any representation, so they couldn't do anything. And the employers are definitely exploiting this to their fullest potential.
Well, that's why we have to go to people like Tom Tancredo and others who are so outspoken about this and are beating their chests about it every single day and start to raise the idea of, well, listen, you know, you're sitting in Congress. Why don't you file a bill to raise the minimum wage? Why don't we have a discussion in this country about unionization? Why don't we have a discussion in this country about workers being able to organize to protect their own self-interest? Yet, you know what? That conversation in the year 2006 is virtually gone in America. Do you agree with me there?
Well, I think Tancredo isn't interested in solving this problem. He's look, this has been his pet issue for 10 years, and he's only got two amendments through the Congress. 10 years, two amendments, that doesn't sound like someone who cares about solving
that's
the
what,
problem.
But, you know, that gets back to what I've talked about before on so many other issues. Okay, you know what? Time for guys like Bill Winter, time for guys like you, time for guys like me, time for people who listen to this radio station to stand up and start saying to these people, okay, you want to mouth these platitudes, you want to make these statements, then you know something? Back up your rhetoric or shut the hell up. Do something about it, and do something about it that's right, or shut the hell up, because we are not going to take it. We are not going to buy this divisive crap that you shop on people every single day. That's what we got to do, Marshall.
Definitely. We got to force these people to produce results. We got what the last caller said, you know, immigrants, hardest workers in this country, yet Congress, well, they're on another break. They take off how many breaks a year?
I agree.
They get to work, and maybe we need a few more immigrants in Congress to get the job done.
I agree. Hey, you know what? I'll go over to Soapbox and see if I can find that thread, and I'll give you a little bit of help there.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right, man, talk to you.
Okay, bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600, and we'll take more of your calls coming up. 732, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. With Progressive Traffic, here's Amelia Earhart.
All right, thank you, Jay. Still got some trouble across I-25. Luckily, not due to accidents or stalls, just a lot of heavy traffic. Southbounders bogging up on the north end, 104th Avenue down towards Highway 36. Again, between I-70 and Spear, and also that stretch between Colfax and Colorado Boulevard, especially heavy this morning. Northbounders, heavy and slow between Bellevue and Colorado Boulevard. And westbounders across C-470, also dealing with jamming right around Wadsworth. Eastbound lanes of Highway 36. Now heavy between Pecos and the I-25 interchange, and eastbound 6th Avenue also very thick between Sheridan and I-25. In today's forecast, we've got a beautiful day ahead of us. Highs nearing about 74 degrees in Denver. It should be windy this afternoon with partly cloudy skies across the state. Currently, we're at 46 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Ride Arrangers can save you from soaring summer gas prices. Find a carpool partner, a seat in a vanpool, or other great ways to cut commuting.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
A mother and her teenage son. An unspeakable crime. What happens when a young man's personal tragedy lands him squarely in the harsh glare of daytime talk shows and the 24-hour news cycle? Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal. as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley, a provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
Denver, the 25th anniversary LASIK celebration at Spivak Vision Center is about to end. So if you've been waiting for the right time, the right place, and the right price to have LASIK, don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision, at 303-C-2020 before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you always wanted. Our $1,000 savings ends soon, so call 303-C-2020 now, only at Spivak Vision Center.
Regency Window. Do what I did. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. This is Dave Logan. For a limited time, buy two windows and get the third one free. Call 303-233-0833.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:36, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. What the heck's wrong with me? 8 o'clock. High today, 70. J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I want to say hello to everybody who was at Molly Yoakum on Friday night at G.B. Potts. We had a great time. It's D.B. Potts. You're right, not to G.B. D.B. Potts. Molly is running for the 39th House District, and we raised hopefully a lot of money. And there were all sorts of great people there, like Danny Newsom and Terrence Carroll. And who else was there? I can't remember all the people who were there, but there were a lot of great people there. Thank you, Molly, for putting that on. It was a lot of fun. Molly Yoakum. And Molly can sing, too, as well as one of the smartest women I know besides the one I'm married to. Okay, back to the phones, 303-713-7600, and let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was wondering if you had found that online encyclopedia called Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I'm actually, there's a listing, that, and I guess you guys can go amend it or change it. But I'm actually listed in there. Please don't mess with the entry, would you please?
Hey, congratulations. That's great. I've been using it recently to read up on some history of things like May Day,
right,
which is a celebration of international solidarity towards American workers, actually, who were striking for the 8-hour workday. And also I've been reading about the Mexican-American War. And actually from a different source, I found an interesting quote from General Ulysses Grant, who described the Mexican-American War as, quote, the most unjust war ever waged by a stronger against a weaker nation. And that's when the U.S. invaded and seized half of Mexico. And then after that war, we had a kind of a paramilitary force called the Texas Rangers, who was treating the Mexican people very brutally. In fact, they lynched more Mexicans than blacks were being lynched by the KKK. And from that point, you know, there were deportations, discrimination, and I'm just thrilled to see Latin American people now stand up and say, you know, basta, enough. And I'm going to be joining the march at the Capitol building, and I think there are some pain-free solutions, actually, to the problems we face, because there are problems with economic dislocation. And I think the major solution we can employ immediately is to basically expand the public sector of the United States workforce. You have to be a U.S. citizen to have government jobs, and we've got a lot of work to do. And the people, the carpenters, the electricians, the construction people from this country who have been displaced, they can start working for state governments or the federal government and do that Manhattan Project that we've been talking about, you know, building the renewable energy infrastructure that we so desperately need, you know, retrofitting the inefficient buildings that are wasting so much energy day in and day out. Meanwhile, we can have immigrants coming here and doing the sorts of jobs some of which Americans don't want to do, others of which Americans are not going to be able to do, as we have an aging population that's leaving the workforce.
Well, that's part of it. We do have an aging population that is moving out of the workforce, and we are going to need new new workers. You're right about that. I mean, that's something you can't deny. That's why this whole question is so complicated. That's why there's so many things involved in here. There's wages involved in here. There's an aging workforce involved in here. There's the old thing about the Statue of Liberty sitting there, give me your huddled masses, and about the right, you know, and the fact is that none of us were native-born here, and that we all came here. And everybody who calls up here always says to me, oh, but you know, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, and blah, 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 they all came here illegally. You know what? How the hell do you know?
Right, right.
You know?
And usually, you know, people who came here from European ancestry, the United States didn't typically invade their countries. You know, we invaded Mexico. We took half of their country. And since then, you know, we've also had, you know, other issues like, you know, proxy armies, the School of the Americas, and these trade agreements. And that's another thing, a great thing about these protests. A lot more people are taking a critical look at these agreements like NAFTA and CAFTA and at the global Reaganomics that have caused so much economic dislocation.
We have turned our backs on the economic problems south of the border for years and years and years. We haven't really cared. And our attitude, I know this sounds radical, but I don't think it is. I think history bears it out. If you read, there's plenty of books out there. The latest one I'm reading is the one by Kevin Phillips about American theocracy or theocon or whatever the name of it is. I can't remember, but we really don't care about many third worlds. All we really care about the third world countries is what's in it for us economically, what we can exploit out of it, and we leave a lot of these countries' economies in shambles. And then these people, you know, they're forced off their lands. They need some place to go. And where are they going to go? They're going to go where they can feed themselves, and they can go where they're going to get work. And now we're reaping what we sow, and now we don't like what we sowed. Well, you know what? If you want to fix the bed, you're going to have to make it. And we're going to have to change some things. Preston, thank you. I appreciate
the
call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Russell in Thornton. Russell, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Russell.
I heard you talking about earlier we started a national discussion about the minimum wage and the unionization, and see if we could get some traction on that. I think the major problem is that any discussion of the minimum wage is going to run right smack into one problem. A lot of the people who need a higher minimum wage aren't going to benefit from it because they're not going to get paid it. Because I think that the businesses will continue to hire legal just so long as they can get away with it.
And you raise the minimum wage, a lot of businesses will pay over the minimum wage.
Yeah, for some jobs. But
you know what? Let me tell you something. Minimum wage and unionization do two things. They force wages to go up, not down.
You know, my father was a union man, worked for the post office for 20 years, just recently retired. And he told me the only thing the union did was make sure that the union officers got paid well and the wages did not go down for the union officers.
Well, I was
one of the best examples of unionization in the American world.
I was in the union three times, and I'll tell you something. We got a lot of benefits out of the union, and they went to bat for us on a lot of things, particularly in negotiations of contracts and of getting things like mental health. They did do a lot of things. And union wages reflect off on the rest of the economy and keep the wages up. And there's no reason why we haven't had a raise in the minimum wage in this country since 1997. That's inexcusable with the cost of everything going up. Let's just take one little isolated sector of the economy, gasoline. How much was gasoline in 1997 as compared to how much it is now?
I can't remember. It was like $1.20 a gallon, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, how much is it now? Now it's no $1.20 a gallon. Yet if you make minimum wage or even a little bit above minimum wage, you still got to pay that money whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I will admit to that. But what I'm thinking is that if the minimum wage goes up, prices are also going to go up because you think about it, everything costs money to produce.
Well,
and it'll eventually trickle down to us because I'm not thinking that an oil company is going to see the minimum wage rise on their minimum wage workers and go, gee, we should take that out of our profit margin.
Well,
that doesn't sound like the thing they're going to do.
You're right. You are going to, you know what? You are going to have some of that. But you know what? Any way you look at it, you're going to have some of that. Any way you propose to have it, you're going to have some of it. Because if you go to people and say, well, okay, immigrants take jobs that Americans won't take, then the first thing they're going to turn around to you and say is, well, then we need to raise the we need to raise the wages. Then the first thing I always say is, all right, you want to raise those wages for busboys? You want to raise those wages for people working at fast food restaurants? You want to raise those wages for that kind of stuff? And then they're going to pass the they're going to pass the cost of doing business on to you. So any way you look at it, there's no way to get out from underneath it. But it is inexcusable that wages in this country for people who work have remained and are remaining totally and completely flat. Russell, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day. 7:45, 50 minutes away from 8, one line open at 303-713-7600. I'm no economist, and I don't pretend that I am an economist, and I'm not trying to, you know, pass myself off as being some kind of an economist. I'm just trying to say, you know what, we can't have it all. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And the solution to what we're going to see today, in a day without an immigrant, the solution what we're going to see today is going to be painful, as Ed Schultz said. It's not going to be easy. Hey, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. 7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Thank you for joining us here on AM760, Progressive Talk. We appreciate it.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're still doing relatively well this morning in the commute. Just a lot of heavy traffic across the city, but the good news is we're still stalling accident-free. Taking a look at I-25, northbounders are jamming up right between I-225 and Hampton. Once you hit this point, though, you're actually looking pretty good as you make your commute into downtown. Southbound I-25 now jamming up on the north end, 104th Avenue, down towards Highway 36. Your stretch between I-70 and Spear also bogging up. And once you make your way past this, you'll find heavy traffic again between Colfax and Colorado Boulevard. On our Denver side streets, also got a crash working involving two cars along Peña Boulevard right at 48th Avenue. This wreck involving a limo. Partly cloudy skies today across the city. We will see highs reaching about 74 degrees. Currently, we're at 46 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The world's greatest comedy theater goes mile high as the legendary Chicago comedy troupe The Second City presents Red Scare, now playing Wednesdays through Sundays at the Garner Galleria Theater. Tickets at all King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed.
He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Aspen Tire is waiving all diagnostic fees for the month of April. Whether your check engine light's on, your ABS light, it doesn't matter what it is, folks. Free diagnostics. That includes electrical system checks, air conditioning checks, alignment checks, drivability checks, brake checks, funny noise checks. I think you get the idea. 1 hour free diagnostics at Aspen Tire. And not only are we on Troubleshooter Tom Martino's referral list, we run the Automotive Network for him. 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. 888-401-AUTO.
You'd love to use your deck or patio more this year, but it's unprotected from the hot midday sun and sudden showers. But with a Sunsetter retractable awning, you're covered. In fact, with a...
We interrupt this commercial to bring you breaking news. Sunsetter has just announced a temporary price reduction of $200 for every awning they offer. So your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398. Just request a free DVD from Sunsetter and they'll send you a discount certificate for $200 off. We now return you to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Your awning can keep your deck or patio up to 20 degrees cooler and they're built to last. So enjoy the outdoors, rain or shine. Just call 1-800-500-1868 for your free Sunsetter DVD. Enjoy the outdoors.
Again, that's $200 off by calling right now.
Call now to get your free DVD on the Sunsetter retractable awning. Just pick up the phone and call 1-800-500-1868. That's 1-800-500-1868. 1-800-500-1868.
Weight Watchers meetings, to go or not to go. If you know that losing weight is only half the battle, if you love food but want to manage it better, if you can laugh at your mistakes but like to share your successes, go. Because people who go to Weight Watchers meetings lose 3 times more weight than those who go it alone. The sooner you get started, the sooner you'll see results. Go to the meeting finder at WeightWatchers.com. Then go to Weight Watchers and watch yourself change. 3 times claim is shown in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood.
accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient, it's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to give blood. Together, we can save a life.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite by simply telling your brain you're full. Imagine you could lose weight and still eat the foods you love. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. Stop imagining, it's true. H57's all-natural hoodie tricks your brain into believing you're full. It's been featured on 60 Minutes, ABC News, and the BBC as a potential miracle cure for obesity. How does it work? Simply take two capsules of H57 hoodie before each meal to help reduce your hunger, to help you lose the weight you want naturally. Thanks to thousands of success stories, H57 Hoodia is number one and America's fastest growing diet supplement. Don't fall for imitators. Ask for H57 Hoodia and become an H57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 751. 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 70, partly sunny. And don't forget, you can register to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. We're talking about a day without an immigrant. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jan in Castle Rock. Oh, Jan's gone again. All right. Let's go to Greg on C-470. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, you're on.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Jay. I've called before over the past year. Thanks so much for doing your radio station in the morning.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I was just calling to about a caller that had called recently. I think his name was Marshall. And he was talking about the national anthem and how I'm a Spanish teacher. And he was talking about how the words weren't translated literally. Well, there's nothing that can be translated literally when you're doing it into another Spanish. That's why we have so many problems with religion, is that words get interpreted differently.
I don't know if it's a translation problem with this song or whether they made up their own lyrics.
Well, if they made up their own lyrics, then I could see his point of view. But all I heard him say was that it wasn't translated literally. And there's no way that any language can translate literally. Oh, say, can you see? How are you going to translate that literally over into Spanish? So, yeah, it may seem a little longer, and the words may be different and jumbled, but that doesn't mean that they weren't doing it correctly.
All right, well, I mean, we'll just have to listen to it and see what we can glean out of it and see if it's been changed or if they made up their own lyrics. But you know what? Good point on your part, Greg. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Do we have that song? You want to play it? Let's play it. Play a little bit. We don't have to play the whole thing. We don't have to play the whole thing, for God's sakes. Just play a little bit of it. Won't kill us.
A la luz de la aurora, lo que tanto aclamamos, la noche al caer, sus estrellas.
All right, does that bother a lot of you?
Sus estrellas.
Register on the irritation meter of a scale of 1 to 10. Way high? What, John, you don't like it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not. It doesn't irritate me. I think the 3.5 minutes does. I can listen to about a minute of it, and then it starts. You know, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't understand it.
Yeah.
anyway, there's a taste of it. Let's go to Jan. We'll try Jan again in Castle Rock. Jan, hi. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
It's my pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Well, it's nice to have you on.
Thank you. And I just want to let you know that I listen to you almost every morning. Even though I am a conservative Republican, I think it's an obligation to listen to all sides of the issues.
Well, thank you. Very kind.
You're welcome. I have a couple of comments here. First of all, I've been saying for months that I feel like the Mexican people in particular and anyone who comes here illegal have been pimped. Those people have come here because they're poor and they're starving, and our people here have taken advantage of them, and that's not right. And as a result, our American workers are being pimped or screwed because their wages have been dummied down. So, you know, now we are the taxpayers. We're now stuck with all this cost for medical care and education for these people because they're here and they have needs and their employers aren't providing them. So it's a vicious cycle that, you know, we need to get out from under.
I agree 100%. I mean, you know, it's kind of like it's a system that we've set up over years and years and years and years and years and have turned, basically a blind eye to. And now in 2006, suddenly we've woken up to it, and now we don't like what we've created. And now everybody's, gone absolutely, crazy trying to figure out how to fix it. And I think you're right. You know what? If you took the 11 to 12 million people over here, if you figured out a way to give them a path to citizenship, if they became legal, if they went to work for employers that had to pay them health care and health insurance, if we had more of a push on that kind of stuff and more of a push on and more of a debate about wages, then you know what would end up happening? I'll tell you what would end up happening. A lot of this stuff would stop.
Well, do you think they would really let the people come in, though, because they're not going to have the same advantages they have now?
And well, you got to fight the business community about all this stuff.
Well, it's unfair to everyone, and I'll be honest with you. I was in a meeting that they allowed a gentleman to come in to speak. He'd been here 18 years. He makes like $250,000 a year now. And I said to him, I will link arm in arm with you if you want to march back into Mexico and take your government back and make our two countries good together instead of protesting here. All you're doing is you're ticking off the Americans, and you're really not solving the problem in Mexico. I mean, why can't we go down there somehow in a business form and help that country have the same advantage that we have here?
Because I think the answer lies with the previous administrations, and I think it lies with the current administration, that there is no will to sit down with Vicente Fox and say, look, you got to stop calling these people who risk their lives to get across the border, you got to stop calling them national heroes, you've got to clean up the unequal redistribution of the wealth in your own country, and you've got to look at the economic structure of your own country, because I think what we need to do is have a critical examination of why people want to leave home. And I think all of us, I think every one of us, and I'm not talking going state to state, I'm talking about leaving this country to another country, we would do it if there was no way to get anything to eat. We would do it if we couldn't get a job and were starving. We'd leave if we knew we could get a job somewhere, other place.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's what you got to look at. Jan, thanks. Call me again. Glad you're here.
All right, Jay. Thanks.
Take care. All right. Coming up, top of the hour, Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff. We'll talk to him about childhood poverty and a day without an immigrant. Plus, take more of your calls, too, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. But don't just take my word for it. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-6017. The secret to a healthier heart is out. Try omega-3 capsules from Iceland Health and feel the difference. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-400-6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Immigrants on the march, off the job, out of class, from coast to coast. Hundreds of thousands or more could take part in a day without immigrants to show the economy can't get by without them and to press Congress for legal status. In 85% Latino Passaic, New Jersey, school superintendent Robert Holster says a lot of desks are empty this morning. In one school,
we have probably a population there of about 350 students. As of now, there's about 40 students that showed up.
This is Byron Pitts in Chicago.
Thank you, thanks.
This popular Chicago taco shop is unusually packed, but plans to lose a full day's business today.
Really, we don't care about the money, but we care about our customers.
The manager, the staff, and it seems most of the residents of this largely Latino neighborhood are shutting down for what may be the biggest immigrant rally ever in the city of Chicago.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. This man, an immigrant, says he will stay away from work today.
I'm not going, planning now to go to work and probably go and support another protest.
He has not yet told his employer, and when he does,
probably calling sick or something like that.
He expects many workers not to show up, but not everyone.
A lot of people have to work, you know, because they can afford miss one day.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson tells the CBS News early show he worries the boycott will backfire.
My concern is that these demonstrations are going to be a distraction from what the real issue is, and that's the need for comprehensive immigration reform.
In Tampa, a short time ago, federal judge sentenced former college professor Sami El-Aryan to a year and a half more behind bars. El-Aryan pleaded guilty to helping a Palestinian terrorist group. When he gets out of prison, he'll be deported. $1.30 a gallon. Community leaders in Bee County, Texas, say that would be a fair price for gasoline. Starting today, says Judge Jimmy Martinez, they'll boycott ExxonMobil until the price comes down.
And it's time for us to come together, band together, and do something about these outrageous prices at the pump.
65 cents a gallon? Well, that's the price now in Saudi Arabia, where King Abdullah issued a 25% discount over the weekend. Americans made more and spent more in March. Income was up 0.8%. Spending rose 0.6%. Is email a waste of time? CBS's Dan V's been looking at that.
Always on the keyboard, a survey in the Washington Times finds the average employee at an American corporation sends and receives 133 emails a day. Also, an efficiency consultant, Cohesive Knowledge, says workers spend on average 2.5 hours per day on email and admit 30% of that time is wasted. So the cost of all that wasted time is put at $250 billion. I've got to go check my email.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 45. This is CBS News.
Hey, I'm Tom, and today's my 9th day with Prilosec OTC. Because of frequent heartburn, I couldn't even enjoy my kids' games. But with Prilosec OTC, that's all changed. Now, when my daughter's soccer team takes on the Wolverines, I'm there yelling. She really hates that. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day 9 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
From being buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors adhere to a strict code of ethics, so you know you'll be treated honestly. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police are trying to catch a bank robber named The Fisherman. The alias comes from the types of hats he sometimes wears during his heists. The fisherman robbed a bank of the West at 330 South Dayton last week. Police say he's considered armed and very dangerous. Tens of thousands of people expected to gather at the state capitol today to join a crowd demonstrating for immigration reform. Jose Lopez says he intends on joining his friends at the rally.
I got friends that are walking out, and I'm planning to join them. But, in fact, I'm supporting, you know, the protest. I think it's going to be it's going to show some impact about how much we contribute to the economy on this country.
Denver's rally this morning, beginning at Viking Park in North Denver, marching through downtown and will wind up at Civic Center Park. Across the state, schools and restaurants and other businesses are planning to run with skeleton crews today, or actually shutting down for at least part of the day. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Actually off to a pretty good start as far as those stalls and accidents are concerned on the highway drive. Still none to report. We are dealing, though, with a lot of extra traffic on the highway. Southbound I-25, heavy and slow across downtown. Those jams now extending between I-70 and Spear, and again between Colfax and Hampton. Across northbound I-25, we're also heavy and slow coming out of the Denver Tech Center. Your jams begin at Bellevue and run up towards Colorado Boulevard. You do get a slight break, though, heading through T-Rex. Eastbounders across 6th Avenue, still heavy and slow, making your way between Sheridan and I-25. And across eastbound lanes of C-470, do watch for heavy traffic between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. In today's forecast, we've got a great day ahead of us. Partly cloudy skies with highs up around 74 degrees. Currently, we're at 46 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Are you totally blindsided by double payments? What can you do? Higher interest rates are coming, and if you're paying the minimum amount, your payment could double. Call Ace Mortgage Funding right now at 877-ACE-REFI. That's 877-ACE-REFI.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Top of the morning to 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, good to have you along. High today, 70 under partly sunny skies, which should change from tomorrow. Tomorrow, the high is predicted to be 74, but we got thundershowers in the forecast. Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, this is off the subject of immigration for a second, says there's 175,000 children in Colorado with health insurance. He says that that's unacceptable. Let's talk to the Speaker right now about it. And the Speaker, good to have you on the program. Good to have you back on the show. Been a while since we've talked to you. And 175,000 kids is a lot of kids without affordable health insurance.
Yeah, and thank you, Jay, for having me. This is an important topic. And, you know, the trouble is just because kids don't have insurance doesn't mean they don't get sick. In fact, they probably get sicker because they don't see a health care provider on a regular basis. We made some progress on that front in the legislature this year, trying to get more kids enrolled in the Children's Health Plan, which is a terrific program the state provides for children whose family incomes are too high to qualify for Medicaid but too low to afford private insurance. It's a good deal for the state because every dollar we put in draws two from the feds. And I think we had some pretty compelling testimony from folks like the chief financial officer of Denver Health, who told us, look, we're going to see these kids one way or the other. You can treat them now, or you can end up treating them in our emergency room. And it's certainly smarter and cheaper and ultimately, I think, more humane to give the kids the preventive care they need up front.
How in the world do you ever end up in a situation where you have 175,000 children without health insurance? I mean, that's obscene.
I think it is. I think that's a fine word for it. It's immoral, I think. You know, we have a lot of debate at the Capitol about whether grown-ups are choosing to go with or without insurance, and I think reasonable people can disagree on that point. You know, for some adults in the sort of young, invincible category, maybe paying the premium for health insurance doesn't make much sense if you take a short-term view. But surely no one is holding a child responsible for this decision. I mean, kids don't choose to go without health insurance. We just choose to pay when they don't, and I think we pay more.
How do people on the other side of the aisle, how do Republicans object to this?
You know, I don't think this is a party line vote. We've got folks like Gail Berry when she was in the State House, a moderate Republican from Grand Junction, led the charge to help cover more kids. Mark Larson from Cortez and Durango has been very supportive. Some folks say, well, it's not my problem. I don't care if your kid's uninsured. The trouble is you're paying for it. I mean, you pay higher insurance premiums when somebody without insurance ends up in the hospital. Somebody's got to eat that cost, and the hospitals end up passing it on to those of us with insurance. So, I take the view that we're all in this together. That's what insurance is for. We're trying here to pool our risk.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at here is who opposes this?
Who opposes covering more kids?
Yes.
Some folks who don't believe in insurance, folks who take the view, you know, I've got mine, Jack. I'll give you an example. It was probably the most heartbreaking day in the Health and Human Services Committee. I served as a member of that committee for a few years. We had some kids with inherited metabolic disorder come in with their families to plead for a change in the law that, at the time, insurance companies refused to cover the nutritional formula these kids needed to stay alive. The insurance company said, well, that's a food, not a drug. We don't have to pay for it. The trouble is for those kids, it is a matter literally of life and death, or at least the difference between a healthy and productive life or not. I turned to a Republican colleague who was on the committee who had recently given birth. I thought maybe this is an issue on which we could find some common ground. I said to her, you know, these kids didn't choose to be born. Their parents didn't choose to have kids with this metabolic disorder. Can we agree that insurance companies ought to at least cover this formula? And she said, look, I'm glad it wasn't my kid, and I don't want to pay for it.
Jeez, that's cold.
I thought, yeah, it was shocking to me. I thought on that day, you know, you and I inhabit two different planets. I mean, I don't know what moral universe you come from, but it's not mine. Eventually, we passed the bill, the governor signed it, and these kids are getting the help they need. But that attitude, the attitude that, you know, there but for the grace of God go I think needs to spread among more folks.
11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff on the line. Today is a day without an immigrant. Your view on illegal immigration here in the state of Colorado, Colorado Speaker.
I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem for the country. I think the appropriate level of illegal immigration is zero. But that means I think that we ought to have an honest conversation about what the appropriate level of legal immigration is, and I don't think we've had that as a country. We've made some progress on this front at the Capitol as well. We've passed laws to, or are passing laws to, crack down on human smuggling and trafficking. We want to make sure the state doesn't do business with companies that hire people without proper documentation. We're passing a law to make sure that our own identity documents are secure and verifiable. And I think most encouraging of all, Jay, we passed a resolution by a vote of 62-3 last week that endorses comprehensive national immigration reform, the kind of package that combines carrots, a path toward a temporary work visa or earned citizenship for people who are willing to work hard and play by the rules and pay taxes, along with sticks, tough border security, sanctions for employers that break the law. We made probably more progress on that front in the state legislature this year than Washington has done in several years. And again, this was not a party-line vote. There were only three no votes, but the vast majority of the legislature understands, I think, that what we're doing isn't working.
You know, we do need to have a discussion about how many people we allow in here a year, because we haven't had a discussion about that, nor have we had a discussion about wages either.
No, that's true. And I think we've got a choice as a country. We could either enforce the laws we've got, or we could reform the laws we've got, or in this case, I think what we need to do is both, but what we're doing now is neither. And that just doesn't make any sense.
So the answer to this is, in your mind, what, Kennedy McCain?
I think a package like that makes sense. I'm not optimistic about the prospects for compromise in Washington, but in the state capitol, we're just not prepared to wait for Washington to act. It's interesting we're talking about health insurance and immigration because I think there's a connection, not just in terms of not just in terms of the cost, but also in the sense that we're not satisfied with the status quo on either immigration reform or health care. And the question for state policymakers like me is, you know, do you want to wait for some magical solution to emerge out of D.C., or do you want to take some steps now, that common sense steps that, that make a difference? And that's the answer, I think. We know that as a state government, we're not going to be able to solve the immigration problem on our own. But I think we can make some reasonable headway, and that's what we're trying to do in the General Assembly this year.
All right. Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, thanks for being on the program again. Certainly do appreciate it and hope to have you on in the near future.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. There's the Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. Check him out at andrewromanoff.com. 14 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Due up next, we'll talk to Congresswoman Diana DeGette and get her take on a day without an immigrant here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, where you can sign up now.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
The Denver Tech Center. Now, northbound I-25 actually looking pretty good. Just a bit of jamming, though, between 225 and Yale. Across C-470, watch for heavy traffic in those eastbound lanes between Wadsworth and Santa Fe. And across 6th Avenue eastbound, are still finding heavy slowdowns between Sheridan and I-25. Partly cloudy skies throughout the day. We will see highs up around 74 degrees. Later on this afternoon, windy conditions in the foothills. Currently, we're at 46 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Need to get away? It's your time to Viva Las Vegas with Orbitz.com. With Orbitz, for a limited time, Las Vegas is on sale. Ante up and book your Vegas vacation with Orbitz. Don't miss your chance to Viva Las Vegas with Orbitz.com. Orbitz and go.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of 1st Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
8:16, 60 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, did you know that Disney's Goofy originally started out as a bit player named Dippity Dog? Well, you know what? My dogs have never, Coco and Jackson have never seen Goofy on TV. But Coco watches her own version of television. And what this is, I can't figure out. She just stares out the window. Even if there's nothing out there, she's just checking it out. It's the damnedest thing. I can't figure out exactly what it is she's looking at, but she's just sitting there staring. But, you know, she's so bright, she's so healthy, and both of them, Coco and Jackson, are both so bright and so healthy. And one of the reasons why is because, you know what, we feed them Purina One. They've been on Purina One ever since they've been puppies, and it has made a big, big difference. Now, maybe you haven't tried it with your dog. Maybe you think it won't work. Well, guess what? It's sure to make a healthy change in your pet, and there's even a guarantee or your money back, no questions asked. Purina One Natural Blends is made with ingredients specifically chosen for nutrition and health benefits they deliver to your dog. Real white meat, chicken, brown rice, oatmeal. Think how healthy those ingredients would be for you. And if you feed it to your dog for 30 days and you see healthy changes in your pet, or if you don't, Purina One will refund your money, and it's guaranteed, and it's that simple. Could a natural dog food help change your dog's health for the better? Well, you know what? It's free to find out. Call today for more information on Purina One's natural blends, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One natural blends in the white bag. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and get your dog on the road to a good, healthy, good, great feeling, and do it naturally. And by the way, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
Every day, millions of people go to Match.com. So many of them find love, get married, and raise families. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Online dating is a great way to meet someone these days. Get going with our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com. the number one site for love.
Millions of women across 64 countries agree on one
and only one
wrinkle fighter.
That's Nivea Visage Q10. As the world's number one selling anti-aging face care line, Nivea Q10 moisturizers both reduce and help prevent the appearance of wrinkles. That's why more women around the world choose Nivea Q10 for beautiful, younger looking skin. Nivea Visage Q10, the world's number one best selling anti-aging face care line.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Today, 70, partly sunny skies today. Now, tomorrow it's going to be warmer with a high of 74, but we got thunder showers in the forecast for tomorrow, unless it changes. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8. Let's go to the phone. We'll talk to my Congresswoman, Diana DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District. And Congresswoman, welcome back to the program. Good to have you on.
Great being with you, Jay.
All right, let's talk about today, which is a day without an immigrant, and about immigration and your views about immigration and how to fix this problem. And is there a way to fix this problem, Congresswoman?
Well, Jay, there isn't a way. There is a way to fix this problem. And the first thing I think everyone needs to do is take a deep breath. And then the second thing I think we need to do is have a comprehensive immigration policy that deals with the people who want to work here temporarily as guest workers, people who want to become citizens. We need to enforce our border, and we need to have economic development in Mexico. So it's a complex issue, but it does have a solution. And if everybody would take a deep breath and stop demagoguing it, then I think we could have a law, and we could do it in a bipartisan way.
Boy, you're the only person I've heard talk about economic development in Mexico. Why is that not more widely talked about? The reason that people, you know, leave home is because they need to eat and they need to feed their families, and there's nothing going on in their home country.
Well, that's right. I don't know why more people don't talk about that, because I often say to groups, I say, think about these folks who wake up in some small village in Mexico or Central or South America, and, you know, they're not saying, geez, I think I will take a treacherous journey across the border and pay all of my money to a coyote to get me to an American city where I can live in horrible conditions and make substandard wages at a bad job just so I can feed my family. I mean, no one says that.
No, but yet that, you know, that whole component of this discussion is virtually marginalized, and it seems to me the first thing you would do is you would sit down and take a look as to the reason why people want to come north.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and I think that the U.S. could work much more closely with Mexico and also some of our Central and South American partners to see how we can have meaningful economic development in those countries. So I think that has to be part of any successful immigration plan.
But the president doesn't seem to say much about this.
No, he doesn't. That's true.
Well, there's some other things.
I can't speak for the president.
Yeah.
I don't often. He doesn't often listen to my ideas. So.
Yeah, so, and there's probably many other things that we probably could say as well. You know, I want to switch here for a second and get an update from you about something we haven't talked about in a long, long time. And I'm not sure that a lot of people know where this is or where we are on it. What's happening with stem cell research?
Well, as you know, last year, May 25th of 2005, we were able to pass the H.R. 810, the Castle-DeGette bill, through the House. And so it went to the Senate, and we were cheered for a while because Senator Frist announced that he supported the bill. And what's happened now is the Senate, being its usual, and I always say you'll have to talk to a senator to get the other perspective, but they are a very slow-moving, deliberative body, and they are trying to get the bill up for a vote. there's going to be a huge push by the advocacy groups around the one-year anniversary, May 25th. And I was just over meeting with some senators, some Republican senators last week, and we have a lot of support in the Senate. I think we have over 60 votes in the Senate. So the only question is putting pressure on Senator Frist to bring the bill up, and then putting pressure on the White House to have the president sign it, because he has threatened to veto the bill.
So this issue is not, because it hasn't been in the forefront of the papers, this issue has not gone away.
It has not gone away, and in fact, I've been working really hard on it, and there's a lot of, as I say, there's a lot of interest in the Senate. And I will also say this, a couple of different states have shown that if the Republican leadership does not put this bill up, this could very well be an election issue. In Missouri, Senator Jim Talat is up for re-election, a Republican, and he's and stem cell is just a hot issue in that state.
Well, what can we do to push the Senate along? Contact Salazar and Allard?
I'm pleased to say Senator Salazar has announced his support for H.R. 810. So really what I would say to your listeners is call Senator Allard's office or email them and tell them that you support him voting for H.R. 810, the House bill, without amendments. That's really what we need, because if the bill is amended in the Senate, then it goes to conference committee, and then we have more delays. And sometimes people say to me, well, you know, Senator Allard, he won't support the bill. And I remind them that Orrin Hatch from Utah, not the most liberal senator, is one of my chief co-sponsors and advocates in the Senate. So this is not a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, even a pro-choice, pro-life issue. This is really an issue about finding cures that affect that will affect diseases that really hit millions of Americans.
How did you get Orrin Hatch to sign on to this?
Senator Hatch, I think he knows somebody who has juvenile diabetes, and he came to the conclusion himself, a very principled, thoughtful conclusion, that embryonic stem cell research was the way to go. And he feels so strongly about this that he wrote a chapter in his book about it. So I always say politics sometimes makes strange bedfellows. There are no stranger bedfellows in Washington right now than me and Orrin Hatch on stem cell research.
All right, one final question for you. The minimum wage in this country hasn't been raised since, what, 1997. Is there any movement in the House or the Senate to try to up the minimum wage?
Well, there's a great deal of advocacy and support for raising the minimum wage. I support raising the minimum wage. I think we need to give a decent working wage to the workers, especially in these low-income jobs. But I think the political reality probably will keep that from passing before the November election. The Republican Party right now in Washington is really split. There's about 25 or 30 moderates who I think would support raising the minimum wage. But then there's an equal number of very conservative individuals who would not support that move. So I think it'll be difficult for them to put together any kind of a legislative agenda.
Is business up there lobbying against it?
I haven't been lobbied against it, but that doesn't mean they're not up there lobbying against it. I mean, groups like the Restaurant Association and some of the other groups do not support increasing the minimum wage, and I'm sure they're talking to the Republican leadership.
All right, Congresswoman Diana DeGette from the 1st District, happens to be my congresswoman. Thank you so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it, and I know we'll see you on here again.
Great being with you again.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Care. Bye.
All right, there's Congresswoman Diana DeGette, and we thank her for being on. And I had to ask her that question in the end there about the minimum wage. I'm really, I'm really getting fixated on this question about the minimum wage not being raised since 1996. All right, 303-713-7600, one line open. We're talking about a day without an immigrant today, which is basically on the schedule. At 9 a.m. this morning, which is about 30 minutes from right now, marchers will meet at Viking Park, 29th Avenue and Spear Boulevard, and we'll start at 10:30 down Spear Boulevard, turn east on Market, south on 17th Street, and continue on Broadway to the Capitol. Noon approximately, there is a rally with speeches at the Capitol. 2 until 6 this afternoon, there's a Denver anti-illegal immigration rally at the Civic Center. noon in Boulder, a pro-immigration rally at Broadway and Canyon Boulevard. At 9 to 11 this morning at Lafayette, a pro-immigration rally at Lamont Does Park. And 11 until 2 in the afternoon, Colorado Springs, a pro-immigrant rally at Memorial Park. At 4 to 7 p.m. tonight in Pueblo, a pro-immigrant rally at Bessemer Park. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Aurora, prayer service in support of immigrant rights at Queen of Peace Catholic Church. That's on East Kentucky Avenue. And at 7 p.m., a Denver prayer service on immigration issues by the Hispanic clergy group, Calfanza, and its subsidiary, Alanza, Ministerial de Denver, and that's at the Civic Center Park. And as you can see, I'm well ready to get along in a bilingual world, as I can definitely pronounce Spanish and not much English. All right, coming up at 8:30, and we'll take your calls here, but right now it's time to take a look at progressive traffic with a woman who can speak many languages. Here's Amelia Earhart. Amelia, how many languages do you speak?
One, working on two right now. Working on Spanish.
Oh, you do speak Spanish?
A little bit, just a bit.
Oh, well, say something in Spanish to us.
Oh, you put me on the spot. I wish I could say something about traffic.
Can you say the highways are clear?
Absolutely not. For two reasons. One, I can't speak enough Spanish to say that, and second, I'd be lying. So,
well, we don't want you to do that. All right, what's going on?
All right, well, thank you, Jay. A couple of new problems in this morning's drive. Got a two-car crash working on the ramp from Colfax to southbound I-225. One lane of that ramp is currently blocked up, so do watch for delays heading onto the highway and across our side streets. Also got a crash along westbound Mississippi at I-225 itself. Across I-25, both directions of the highway, heavy and slow, heading through T-Rex. Southbounders, your worst slowing is actually coming across I-70 now on your approach to Spear. Across 6th Avenue, eastbounders dealing with big-time jams, heading eastbound right between Sheridan and I-25. And the eastbound lanes of C-470, also very heavy between University and I-25 itself. In today's forecast, got a great day ahead of us. Highs nearing around 74 degrees. Windy this afternoon. Currently, we're at 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you've been spending a lot of time worrying about your data, Quest is providing you the tools.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Hello Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
8:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, Rocky's Auto's got their matching down incentive going on right now, and it's up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $15. It's like having $3,000 towards your vehicle, and their selection is huge. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. Everyone equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, I'll show you Carfax. Tells you everything you need to know about the car you're about ready to buy. Rockies is the most open, the most honest car dealership out there. I mean, they'll show you anything you need to know. That's what they're about. They're about people who care about pleasing you. People like the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky, and Colby, and David Dunn, and all the gang working out of Rockies. They really, really work hard to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on almost 25 years along the Front Range. And you don't get that by being somebody who just doesn't care. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which gives you an extra hour of Rockies buying power. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. See their TV commercials, read their business philosophy, check out their inventory, and also pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on the amount of time and paperwork that you have to do at the dealership. Whatever it is you're looking for, Rockies has got it. Over 500 vehicles, Dodge, Fords, Chevys, Nissans, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiacs, Volkswagens, and I mean a whole lot more. And just good people to deal with. Rocky's Autos. Mary and I wouldn't go any other place. Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. From less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today, 303-548-1414.
Recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Spell it out for them. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Great for poolside or concession stands. Log on to kdcanopy.com.
Thousands of Americans wanted to tell President Clinton what to do every day. Laura Schwartz did. Join Laura Schwartz, Bill Ritter, Bill Winter, and the Douglas County Democrats at the second annual Clinton-Carter Dinner Saturday night, May 6th at the Sheridan DTC. More info at douglasdemocrats.org.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. What's happening to my voice here? Yeah, maybe it's puberty. Okay, it's high today 70, partly sunny skies. Down. And we're talking today about a day without an immigrant. And I hope it's successful. I'd like to find out what would happen if no immigrants went to work. No illegal immigrants. But, Mr. Turk, you want to make a comment, John? A lot of people at that Molly Cullum House District 39 fundraiser on Friday night wanted to know about you. A lot of people asked why you weren't there.
I do need to come to one of those dinners with you. So next one, count me in.
Okay, yeah, they want to know why. They want to know why you weren't there. All right, let's go back to the phones. We go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to say, you know, all of us use immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal, every day. I mean, they provide food for us. They clean and repair our homes. They watch our children. And they buy our OxyContin in Denny parking lots for us.
You people! That's the best. That is absolutely the best. You win. If I had a prize to give you, I'd give it to you. You absolutely frickin' run away with it. That's the best. So, oh, you people.
My main point is, to me, it's the height of hypocrisy to take all those things every day that we're provided for and with one hand and slap people down with the other. I think if you're really sincere about not wanting any immigrants, illegal or otherwise, in our country, then you should check with every hotel you stay in and make sure they're not hiring anybody like that. You want to make sure your busboys and your dishwashers in your restaurants are not aliens or undocumented workers. You want to make sure that, you know, you go out there with your bucket and pick your fruit and some vegetables every day. I guess we could all line up and do that. So I did, the hypocrisy of this whole thing really bothers me.
Well, yeah, I can see where you're coming from, and we're all. I mean, I tried to make this to a. I tried to email this to a guy early on when this whole thing started months ago, about, well, you can rant and rave about them all you want, but enjoy that salad tonight, which is probably got lettuce, which was picked by an illegal immigrant. There is so much that we object to in this country that we don't like, that we're unwilling, that we're wittingly, but there's no way to get away from being a part of it. I mean, we're a part of it. For instance, you know, we object to oil as an alternative. I mean, we object to oil as energy, but oil is in everything we use and everything we do. Asphalt, I mean, it's in printer cartridges. I mean, it's in newsprint. It's in everything. But I think the trick there is we're talking about a specific idea. The specific idea would be to get automobiles off of fossil fuels, which would cut down on the demand, which would free us up. There's got to be a targeted way to handle the immigration problem the exact same way to give us some breathing room. But Ed Schultz said it, and I've said it, and this is the truth. Anything we work out, somebody's going to have to endure some pain.
Yes, that's true.
Somebody's not going to like it. And I don't think we can get, you can't get 100% of everything you want.
Well, that's very true in life, isn't it? That's true.
Yeah, it is true. And the idea that, you know, that immigrants do nothing but, you know, but rob off of the country is, you know, they spend.
Well, and the
many
other
of them
thing
form
is,
businesses.
The figures that I have heard, at least for Hispanic immigrants, is that 94% of them are employed. Now, that, then they're not sucking off of society, they're contributing to society. And if that figure is true, maybe we should look at why other people are unemployed instead. Are they willing to do the hard work that immigrants do?
Well, that's a debate that can't, that's never been settled about, well, you know, Americans would do those jobs.
I don't see us doing those jobs. I really don't.
I don't either, but you know what? I get people here who, except in the construction trades, but I get people here who will call and will claim that that's not true, that there are Americans that will do that, and I'm sorry.
That they would be willing to stoop and pick beans or wash dishes for their whole life? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, or, you know, bus tables.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just don't believe that they would be willing to.
No, I don't either. Elaine, thank you. Great
thank
call.
You. Thank you.
Okay. I love that about buying the OxyContin. Very good. Love that. Okay, Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You're on. Hi.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Noah.
Hey, I hope Andrew Romanoff is listening. I just wanted to make a comment that's kind of directed straight at him. I would like him to kind of be aware that us as voters need to know who these people are that are saying these things when he was talking about the person who voted against that bill. I think it's very important that we understand who these people are and where they get their ideas. I don't think he should protect anyone because there's a code of ethics or some kind of unwritten rule about talking about your senators. I think that we should always know what these people say and what their ideas are. I don't think he should protect anyone's name. When he said something about that lady not voting for the formula, I want to know her name.
Well, that was my fault, though. I let that go. I should have asked him.
I don't think that anyone should protect somebody else on the other side. I think anything that is said in the Congress should be public record and should be put out. No one's name should be protected for anything. It's the people's business.
Okay, but I'll at least take half the blame for that.
Well, I'm not trying to blame anyone. I just think that it's done all the time. And it's done more by Democrats because we seem to have this idea that, you know, if we're polite to the other side, that they're going to be polite to us. They're not. I also wanted to say about the with the minimum wage, the whole argument about things getting more expensive is bunk. It's just a total fabrication made up by people who are in higher places trying to keep other people down. The same argument was made at the turn of the century when the robber barons were in control and people were trying to unionize. They said if people unionized, that when they raised their wages, that everything would skyrocket and everything would go out of balance and they wouldn't be able to afford to live. Well, what happened afterwards? The people on the top didn't make as much money. Ooh, whoop-de-doo. But all of us in the bottom who are the real Americans who, you know, make up the majority of the population, we excelled, and the 50s came about, and there was an actual middle class created.
No, and you can also make the case, too, that there's more spendable income out there.
Right. Well, unless we find a way that we can raise up everyone else's boat, what's happening now is basically the people on the top are getting richer and richer, and we're all going to lose. And that's what's been happening is the income gap has been growing at the same time that, you know, people have been getting out of, you know, unions and the minimum wage has gone down. So the whole argument about, you know, if we raise the minimum wage, that everything else is going to get to be too expensive is bunk. It's a false argument. If you look at history, it doesn't bear out.
You know, back in the days when I used to be what they call a baby talk show host, one of the first arguments I'd always get into with people was, show me a society where there is a large disparity between haves and have-nots, and I'll show you a society with a lot of turmoil in it and a lot of problems. And all we need to do is look at countries where there's massive unequal redistribution of the wealth, including Mexico to the south of us, and you've got, you know, terrible, terrible, terrible social turmoil going on there and corruption and everything else. And we just, you know, I mean, one segment of the society through tax cuts and other things are getting richer and richer, and the, you know, people who work for a living, the wages are remaining flat. That's why when Bush gets out and talks about how great the economy is, polls come back, and it shows nobody buys it.
My favorite line from him is when he said, when that lady complained she had to work three jobs to survive, and he replied back, isn't that wonderful, an American work ethic? I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Noah. You're the best. We'll talk to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that's frees up one line at 303-713-7600. It's 8:43, 17 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. All you got to do is sign up at am760.net. Ooh, a little Led Zeppelin and some Dire Maker. A heavy top 40 song here. Yeah. 8:43 in the city. Top 40 radio. Whatever happened to Top 40 radio? Now it's dead, and music radio is basically boring, right? No, music radio is basically boring. I mean, whatever happened to the old days of Kim and KTLK in this town? And all those good guys that worked over there? You know, whatever happened to them? They're all gone. Now it's all Jack FM.
You've heard about rules of the road. Today, you're going to learn about insurance rules of the road for personal injuries. Rule number one, the insurance company is not on your side. Rule number two, the insurance company has highly trained adjusters and lawyers on their side. Rule number three, if you don't readily understand exactly why you need a professional on your side, go back to rules one and two. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. At Bell & Pollock, we've worked for over 20 years to help injured people just like you navigate this unending maze of insurance laws and insurance traps. When you're injured and deal with an insurance company, you need your own professional. We're experienced personal injury lawyers. We'll handle your claim on a distinguished and professional basis. If you've been injured, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. 303-795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
Stress could be a factor. Stress raises cortisol in your body. Relicor helps reduce cortisol. You need Relicor, available at retailers nationwide or by calling 1-800-506-7515. Relicor.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed.
He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil.
He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Fricke Law Firm reminds, if your teenagers attend prom or graduation parties, encourage them to choose the drug and alcohol-free celebration sponsored by the school district. It's the choice more teens are making to keep their events safe and enjoyable for everyone. Learn about the programs in your child's school, and along with your teen, volunteer to make those programs work. This is from the Fricke Law Firm in Lakewood. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal. Making a difference.
It's 8:46, 14 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, why is it when you need to have work done in your home, it's so difficult to find reliable people? That's something that, you know, really I don't understand. Let me tell you about a great company that can that you can trust and does great work. It's XL Roofing. XL Roofing, their number is 303-761-6400. These guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. And that's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't have to put cash up front. Now, these guys offer some very progressive products, like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will keep your house cooler in the summer. How about solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house? When Tom Martino needed a roof done, he used XL Roofing. So they got to know what they're doing. I mean, if you're putting a new roof on Tom Martino's house, you better get it right. Get off your half moons and call XL. 303-761-6400 or go to their website, excelroofing.com.
A mother and her teenage son. An unspeakable crime. What happens when a young man's personal tragedy lands him squarely in the harsh glare of daytime talk shows and the 24-hour news cycle? Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley, a provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
You'd love to use your Decker patio more this year, but it's unprotected from the hot midday sun and sudden showers. But with a Sunsetter retractable awning, you're covered. In fact, with a...
We interrupt this commercial to bring you breaking news. Sunsetter has just announced a temporary price reduction of $200 for every awning they offer. So your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398. Just request a free DVD from Sunsetter and they'll send you a discount certificate for $200 off. We now return you to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Your awning can keep your deck or patio up to 20 degrees cooler and they're built to last. So enjoy the outdoors, rain or shine. Just call 1-800-500-1868 for your free Sunsetter DVD. Enjoy the outdoors.
Again, that's $200 off by calling right now.
Call now to get your free DVD on the Sunsetter retractable awning. Just pick up the phone and call 1-800-500-1868. That's 1-800-500-1868. 1-800-500-1868.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's away from 9 o'clock, coming up after 9. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about right now, we're talking about a day without an immigrant. 303-713-7600. By the way, this is not expected to impact the economy, but we'll see how it does. High today, 70, partly sunny outside. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Connie, who's calling in from Loveland. Connie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure can.
I got you on speakerphone.
Oh, no. Well, take me off speakerphone and just talk to me on your headset.
Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay, you there?
Yeah.
So, the discussion about amnesty or paths to citizenship or whatever is a fine idea, except for one thing. We had an amnesty in the 80s, and it did not stem the problem. In fact, it probably made it worse. And if we do that again, we're going to have the same problem, because nobody's talking about how do you stem the flow of illegal people coming into the country.
Well, I think there are people talking about it, but I don't think there's anybody talking about it the right way. I mean, I think you heard Congresswoman DeGette talking about it, and she's right. We've had other callers call up, and I've been talking about this for weeks, and the fact is that you got to do a two-pronged thing as far as the border goes. Number one, you have to strengthen the border security, which this administration should have done right after 9/11. It shouldn't have had to wait until now to even be thinking about this. And the other thing is, we have to go to Mexico and we have to sit down and have a serious discussion with them about NAFTA, about CAFTA, and about economic development in Mexico, because people really don't want to leave home. And when I say that, I'm not talking about the idea that, hey, Connie, you know, let's you and I go to New Jersey because there's a job there, or let's go to Arizona because, you know, we've always wanted to live near the Grand Canyon, or whatever the case may be. We're talking about the idea that if you're hungry enough, that if you're impoverished enough, and that you know that there's some degree of work, that you'll risk your life in order to get that work to feed yourself and to feed your kids and your family, because you have no choice.
Yes, I agree completely.
So,
with those points.
Yeah, you got to do something about that. And there's not any one magic bullet solution in how to unravel this situation. But this extreme discussion about building a wall, deporting people, all of the xenophobia and craziness that goes with this, this isn't going to stop it either.
No, I agree, and I agree with the points about what has to be done, but there's a third critical point that also needs to be done, and that's holding employers accountable, and it's dealing with these people who give out the fake IDs, because the fact of the matter is the desire to exploit labor is not going to go away if we give citizenship to any group of people. It's going to continue to happen as long as
well. You've got a class of people in this country who deal in identity theft and false papers, which is basically an ongoing crime that has tentacles or reaches into a lot of areas, including computer theft. I mean, you've got this stuff. This stuff's been going on you know, as long as anybody can remember. And there are people who are not illegal immigrants who buy illegal papers as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, good Lord, I remember when I was 17, I bought a fake Wisconsin driver's license so I could drink in Madison, Wisconsin.
Sure,
I mean,
and we all have to worry about identity theft.
Yeah, we have to.
Point of constantly checking our credit. Now,
sure.
The credit card companies want money from us to tell that, to
right.
tell us if somebody's stealing our identity, and it's
so we need to go after those people, and we need to you know, prosecute them vigorously. I mean, there's no, you know, we need to nail them. There's no other way around this. Even if we didn't have an illegal immigrant problem, we'd have to get those people because, you know, that's white collar crime.
I agree. I just hope we don't get so emotional on this thing on both sides of the fence that we lose focus on the real problems here, and it's not people trying to feed their families. And
well, see, I think
there are too many people trying to scapegoat.
No, I think there are. I think there are people. I think the problem is that there are people trying to. I think the problem. I think to me the injustice here is that you take 11 to 12 million people whose basic desire and want is to work and to feed their families and to feed themselves and get some kind of work which they can't get in their home country, and it's been a civil law to enter this country illegally. And we've invited them with a wink and a nod and have seduced them because we've used their labor. And then all of a sudden, because a congressman from Wisconsin, Sensenbrenner, and a congressman from here, Tom Tancredo, you know, turn around and decide, well, these people should all be considered felons. To me, that's the real crime. To put somebody in that situation whose only sin is to want to work and feed their family, it, to me, is totally and completely wrong, and it's immoral and unjust.
Right. We're saying the same thing here. And I guess just one final comment, and then I'll let you go on to someone else. I wonder if this whole thing is intended to be a red herring to drive people apart and defocus their attention that's maybe gotten a little bit out of hand.
You know, I've thought about that, too. I've thought about the fact that, you know, somebody brought this up to me. See what you think about this. Somebody brought this up to me about the fact that these corporations in this country are outsourcing jobs at a pretty good clip. And they're also importing high-tech workers in here
mm-hmm.
at a pretty good clip. And are our eyes off the ball on these high-paying jobs
sure.
that are being outsourced because we're so busy squabbling over people who are coming here? And they're doing, let's face it, what would be considered in most cases menial wage jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Are we losing focus of what's really going on here because of this?
Oh, exactly. And I think that if Vincente Fox wants to send his country over here to work, you know, as far as health care and so forth, I would never advocate turning somebody away who's in need. But maybe we need to send a bill down to Fox to pay for his citizens.
Well, what I think we need to do is we need to lean on him to clean that country up. And, you know, he
exactly.
won't be there forever. He's leaving. And they're going to have another president here pretty soon. And whoever it is, you know, George W. Bush needs to show some leadership because he's here for the next 2.5 years. He needs to show some leadership and sit down and try to unwind that situation and fix it. Connie, thank you. Great conversation.
Okay.
Hope you'll call
have
again.
A good one. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, he needs to. But I wonder about these high-tech jobs that are being outsourced. And if we're just totally and completely, you know, we're not talking about outsourcing high-tech jobs. We're just letting it go. When in reality, this is where we're really getting nailed economically. Because these are jobs Americans really want. These are jobs that Americans train for. And then Americans turn around and those jobs aren't there anymore. And I don't know about you, but I, you know what? I'm sorry to say this, but I don't know about you. But I resent having my credit information, I resent having that kind of stuff in the hands of somebody who's accessing that in a foreign country. I mean, to me, that is just wrong. And that's just ripe for data theft, and it makes me extremely uncomfortable. And I stopped using one credit card, and I'm not going to name the bank, but I stopped using them because of that. All right, open phones coming up here after 9 o'clock. Anything you want, we'll get into it. You just talk about it, and you're welcome to come here and do it on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions or citizenship status. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006. Visit us on the web at qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta at the 19th Annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park. Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on AM760.net.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A day without immigrants, as hundreds of thousands are expected to stay away from work, schools, and businesses to demonstrate the importance of immigrants to the country. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles at the site of what's expected to be one of the day's largest rallies.
This is Broadway in downtown Los Angeles, one of the most popular Latino shopping areas. There are hundreds of stores here, pharmacies, movie theaters, restaurants. Almost all of these stores, though, will be shut down today as one of the two main marches planned for Los Angeles takes place on this street.
This is Sean Adams in New York, where illegal immigrants are skipping work to send a message.
We are America. We're going to be joining with immigrant business owners and immigrant workers and students to create a human chain to reject anti-immigrant racist bills. What's going to happen if they don't show up to work? Who's going to be serving my food? Who's going to be teaching my children?
They want to show that if undocumented immigrant workers are deemed to be felons and forced to leave, the U.S. economy would fall apart. Sean Adams, CBS News, New York.
A former Playboy playmate has won a major legal battle. The Supreme Court says Anna Nicole Smith is within her rights to pursue tens of millions of dollars from the estate of her late husband. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says it's a victory of the federal over state courts, and the issues involved outweighed the plaintiff's celebrity.
I'm positive that the justices were far more interested in the nuances of competing jurisdiction between state and feds than they were in Smith's background or appearance. And if she were not the one bringing this case, no one would have heard about it. The Supreme Court resolves dozens of dense technical cases like this each term without getting much attention drawn to them.
But the folks at B County, Texas are all fired up about the high cost of fuel, and starting today, they're doing something about it. It's a boycott of ExxonMobil called by the county board. Judge Jimmy Martinez.
That's not right. Not when they show those enormous profits that they're showing. This is on America.
Martinez says the boycott will continue until gas drops to $1.30 a gallon. Why Exxon? Well, because it's the largest oil company and because of the huge compensation and pension package given former CEO Lee Raymond. This is the day the prescription drug case against one of the country's most listened to talk show hosts is expected to be resolved. Live to West Palm Beach, Florida, and CBS News correspondent Peter King.
No papers signed yet, according to the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office and the spokesman for Rush Limbaugh's attorney, who says it'll likely happen in the next hour or so. It's not official until the papers are filed with the county clerk. Limbaugh has to stay clean, continue his medical rehab for painkiller addiction, and if he does, the single charge of doctor shopping will be dismissed in a year and a half. His record wiped clean. Live in West Palm Beach, Peter King, CBS News.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 42, the NASDAQ ahead 4. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, somebody else?
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar.
Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
Severe sinus congestion comes with pain. It's time to clear something up about sinus medicine. Some sinus medicines treat congestion, but not pain. New Tylenol Sinus is different. It gives more complete relief by combining the pure pain relief of Tylenol with powerful sinus medicine. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Sinus. Take only as directed.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Crowds are forming. Streets are blocked off for this morning's immigration reform march. Ricardo Martinez works with Padres Unidos. He's busy this morning taking care of last-minute details and says today is about sending a message.
What's going to be demonstrated today and across the country is the broad support that we need to change a broken system that allows families to be reunited, that allows people who are working here have a path to legalization.
Former Governor Dick Lamb says a path to legalization cannot start with amnesty.
If we would round everybody up and send them back, that would have a certain economic trauma. But if you give amnesty to these people, which is what they're marching for, hey, folks, get ready for 50 million next time.
Denver PD anticipating possibly 50,000 plus for the march, which starts around 10:30 this morning. Well, it's do or die tonight for the Denver Nuggets. They face elimination in the NBA playoffs. The Clippers head into tonight's showdown in Los Angeles, leading Denver 3-1 in that best-of-seven series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, this morning's drive is still wrapping up pretty nicely. Do got a couple crashes, though, in the final cleanup stages. Taking a look at the westbound lanes of Highway 36, a crash pulled off to the right-hand shoulder right at Pecos, as well as another crash along eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal, slowing down your approach to I-25. Still got a crash in the final cleanup stages as well on the ramp from southbound I-225 heading on to Parker Road, and still have leftover traffic in both directions of I-25 heading to T-Rex. Now, as Tim mentioned, the rally will definitely cause some traffic backups today. The rally that is scheduled to take place around 10:30 will be running from Viking Park in North Denver to Civic Center Park in downtown Denver, and that parade is scheduled to begin at Viking Park and continue all the way to the state capitol. In today's forecast, we've got a great day ahead of us. Highs up at around 74 degrees in Denver. Windy conditions along the foothills, and later on we will see...
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Plus, when you call, when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk, every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, or $500 worth of gas. And every weekday winner qualifies for a chance to win an eco trip to Costa Rica. It's our way of saying, hey, thanks for being part of AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Combs, you got an hour. We're waiting for your call. John Combs of Wheat Ridge, call in. We're waiting for your call. Come on, man. Help me kick off the week in the right way. Okay, 303-713-7600, one line open. It's open phones, whatever it is you want to talk about. We'll get into it. Let's go to John in Denver. John, thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for this topic. I just have a couple of things on the immigration issue, and I'll try to be brief. What gets lost is the outsourcing of jobs. What we're doing is we're giving a competitive advantage to multinationals who have no, you know, community loyalty. So the only way American business can compete is to seek out the cheapest labor. If there was some sort of either policy-driven or a grassroots movement to say that, you know, any goods and services sold within the United States must conform to certain minimum labor standards, then suddenly there's a level playing field, and we're not giving a competitive advantage to those multinationals. You know, the people who moan the loudest about the immigrants are the same people who shop at Walmart and who you wouldn't be content if they didn't have their low Walmart prices.
Yeah, that's, you know what, what you're saying is very, very true. But what you're saying is real true. I mean, there's no two ways around it. Absolutely. But see, this is the problem. The problem is, you know what, we're conditioned in America to be able to have everything we want and to be able to eat our cake and have it too, to be able to have every single thing we want, like cheap gas. We want cheap gas. You know, that's what we want. And when we don't get cheap gas, then we get upset. That's part of it. The other part of it is, with the gasoline situation, and I never thought about this until somebody brought it up, but it used to be, it's kind of changing now, but it used to be fashionable to live outside the city. So you lived in the suburbs, you lived out in the exurbs, and you drove these big cars, and you drove 30 miles, 40 miles to work. Some people drive even more. Now all of a sudden gas is going through the roof. People are getting punished.
Right.
And now, you know, we're going to start paying the same prices that they've been paying in Europe. You're right, man. We want everything. We don't want illegal immigrants here. But we want their cheap labor because we want them to hold prices down.
Exactly. My second point is we've also stolen the nobility from manual labor, and that's why, I mean, there's a perception that, you know, manual labor jobs are not, quote-unquote, good enough for Americans. Well, tell you what, you know, Americans were performing those jobs before there was all this downward pressure on those production jobs. So it's also an ideological standpoint. You know, there's a great deal of nobility in all those jobs. I mean, a person's identity is not necessarily wrapped up in what they do for a living. It's wrapped up in their family, in their belief systems, in their values. Now, people have been talking and saying, well, you know, Democrats don't have any solutions. Well, that's not true. I mean, we just had Diana DeGette on. And, you know, there are a number of things we can talk about. I mean, what about having a way for immigrants to earn their citizenship via, like, civil service on public infrastructure, that it would be similar to a military situation where they would be able to, you know, sign up for this, and Americans would have that available as well to kind of, you know, pick themselves up after they've fallen down. But, in, you know, part and parcel to that, they would be, you know, provided access to English language courses, citizenship courses, and, you know, we can have them, you know, work on, you know, public infrastructure, or be, you know, a contract pool of labor that can be legally utilized for, like, seasonal harvesting work, that sort of a thing. I mean, there has to be solutions here other than saying, you know, just deport them and build a big wall, because if we do that, basically we're handing the nation over entirely to multinationals.
I agree. There are solutions. It's just that the solutions are painful. They take a long time to work out. And most people don't have the stomach or the appetite to do it. And most people, you know what? Simple solutions appeal to most people. I mean, how many times do you hear this? I mean, I say it a lot. I know, so I cop to it. But I'm sure you hear it from other people. How many times do you hear this? Why does life have to be so complicated? People want simple solutions. You know what? This happens to be a problem where there's no simple solutions.
Right. And, you know, that people say, well, we can't do amnesty because the last amnesty program failed. Well, the amnesty program was set up to fail because there was nothing there to, you know, to really change the system. It was just, okay, we take this pool of people, you know, we'll give them amnesty and, you know, but not really change anything whereby they could actually, you know, contribute to society and, you know, and actually, you know, do something where we're giving them the opportunity to bring themselves up to speed on American culture, you know, learning the language, getting the citizenship, being able to utilize skills, being able to enhance skills. You know, it's there was no change there, and, you know, it's a mindset, and
I agree.
It's painful. They're painful choices.
I agree, man. People should earn their way, and nothing should be given to them. But, you know, you listen to the right wing tries to pawn it off as if we're trying to give them something, and that's not what I don't think anybody who is liberal or progressive is even talking about. John, thank you. Excellent call.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, if we're a nation of laws, I'm sick and tired of you know, the government enforcing speed limits more than they enforce immigration. These laws are on the books, and even the minor ones need to be obeyed. And, you know, if you give a guest worker program, I mean, if it's illegal to come into the country now and people aren't signing up and they're just running across the border, and we're not talking only about Spanish-speaking peoples here. We're talking about Irish, Russian, you name it. Eastern European, Asian. This is not just a Spanish-speaking people's situation. It's not a problem. It's a situation. And I just want immigration enforced. I don't want it reformed.
Well,
you know,
I think that's all. I think what you're saying is fine. First of all, as far as us being a nation of laws, if you're concerned about lawbreaking, you probably ought to talk to the President of the United States, or maybe go to the Boston Globe today,
in which
there's an article in which he talks about how the fact that the White House has figured that it can flaunt 750 different laws that it doesn't have to pay any attention to. That's number one. Number two, for being here illegally, it's a civil law. You've broken a civil law, not a criminal law. So you're going to have to do something about that. So are you telling me that, you know, you want to take the 11 to 12 million people that are here, possibly 13 million, and you want to take it so that what ends up happening is that they become felons? Is that what you want to do?
No, not at all. I just think that, you know, if you have a leak coming into your basement from a garden hose, you need to plug the hose before you can fix the problem.
Well, don't you think then that plugging the hose and fixing the problem lies with the nation sitting next to us, where the majority of the problem is coming from, and
well,
on the border to that nation, or do you think that we should take resources, which are precious at this time because this administration has spent us into a hole? Do you think we should take the resources at this time to go around and round up every illegal immigrant there is, all 11 to 12 million of them? Number one, how are you going to do that? And number two, what do you do if you know, if they've got kids that are American citizens? You just going to break up their families?
You know, I think that that leads me to my next point, which is, you know, there is no easy solution, and there has to be some give and take on both sides. But, you know, I'm tired of being used as the Mexican welfare system.
Well, how are you being used as the Mexican welfare system?
We're paying higher insurance and health care costs. Our schools are being used. You know,
many illegal immigrants never use government services because they are scared to come out of the shadows. Many immigrants pay taxes in the form of income tax, property tax, sales tax at the federal and state level. I mean, you know, you act as if they're not paying anything in. Well, they are paying. They are paying in. There's been a range of studies that have found that immigrants pay between 90 and 140 billion a year in federal, state, and local taxes. Now, you know what? They pay into the Social Security system, granted under false numbers, but they pay in, and 90% of them never stick around to ever collect that money. So that's slush money sitting. That's slush money sitting in the Social Security system.
Don't sit there and act as if.
Wait a minute, Dan. Don't sit there and act as if they don't lend to the economy, because they consume and they spend too.
I agree. I'm not denying that. But, You know, how come they're not marching in their own countries for reform?
Because they're here.
No.
Because they're here, and what they want to do is they want to work, and they want to feed. Because they're here, and what they want to do is they want to work, and they want to feed their families. And P.S., guess what? You know what? We've turned a blind eye to them coming here, and we've all but seduced them to come here. And then you want to turn around and you want to punish them for giving them a wink and a nod and saying, yeah, we'll use your cheap labor. Sure, come on. Come do it. Is that fair? Is that just?
No other country in the world puts up with this garbage from anybody
outside.
You
think so?
No other country.
You think so? You know what, Dan? Then do yourself a favor. If you think no other country puts up with it, then, Dan, go read.
Not from foreigners.
Oh, really? Then go read what's going on in France, Dan. Go read what's going on in France. You're sorely wrong.
There's a great example,
Dan.
The Muslims.
You're wrong, Dan. They are putting up with it, and they're having to struggle with the same kind of problems.
They've surrendered.
You know what? All right, Dan. You've got all the answers, pal. You go take your tax dollars and go round them up, Dan. That's what you go do, okay? I'd rather spend mine in a more creative way and a better way. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Combs of Weed Ridge. You've still got less than an hour to call us, man. We want you to qualify for this grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. John Combs.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you know what you've got? $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, on top of that, they'll show you Carfax. Tells you everything you need to know about the vehicles that you're about ready to buy or the vehicle that you're just interested in looking at. And Rockies is open Monday through Friday. Monday through Saturday, rather, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Their summer hours are underway now. So you get an extra hour of shopping power Monday through Saturday. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. You can do that from the comfort of your office or your own home. You can see the selection. Check out their TV commercials. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Cuts down on time. And just generally find out more about Rockies by going to RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos with great people working out there like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv and Spanky. And Dave Dunn and Colby, and they're just a bunch of people out there, over 100, that are out there, and they want to make your buying experience a good one. I'm proud to be associated with Rockies. I'm proud to be affiliated with them. They're my good friends, and you know what? They'll be your good friends, too. Allow them to earn your business, and now's the time to do it with the matching down incentive going on. Rockies Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Avanti Marble and Granite in Denver reminds everyone this spring to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or an accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, simple, and may save a life. This important message courtesy of the professional staff at Avanti Marble and Granite at 1450 Grove Street in Denver. Call Avanti Marble and Granite at 303-825-8682. That's Avanti Marble and Granite, serving the Denver community with pride for 13 years.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I just like that so much I thought I'd let it play. 24, 24 minutes after 9, John Combs of Wheatridge. We're still looking for you to call in. You've got less than about 30 minutes now to call in and qualify to become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica, to become eligible to win that thing, and also to claim a great prize. John Combs of Wheatridge. We're still waiting for your call here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So call in. All right, it's open phones, and we go back to the phones. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine.
Thank you for taking my phone call. Hey, I want to make a comment about the call that you just had, Dan. I am so sick and tired of people using the excuse that Hispanics don't pay into the system, illegal immigrants don't pay into the system, and that's just not true. I personally, I'm in the medical field, and I see people who, well, first let me state this. The numbers say that there's 11 to 12 illegal immigrants in the country. There are other numbers that say that there are 42 million Americans without health coverage insurance.
So I thought it was somewhere around 45.
Well, okay, if it's gone up even higher, that's still to my point. The point is, I see just as many people using the system, and it's not all Hispanics. I mean, I'm in the hospitals on an everyday basis, and I see black people, Hispanic people, white people. I see all types of people, and an awful lot of them don't have health coverage. And so that argument that the illegal immigrants are the cause of our high health care costs just doesn't hold water anymore, and I'm just sick of that argument. It just isn't true, and I think people just need to really start calming down and looking at the situation and start working this thing out, because, you know, with everyone arguing about it, it's not going to happen. I mean, it's just dumb that they argue so much about this when we can solve this. We can do it. We have the ability to do this. And that's all I really had to say, Jay. I appreciate you taking my
call. Well, you know, Dave, I'm with you 100%. And I just wonder where the feeling like that comes from, of wanting to live in a country where you would deport everybody and, you know, you would round people up and, you know, that kind of, well, they're this is a country of laws and they're breaking the laws. And, you know, you want to talk about people are breaking the laws on a gross level. The president of the United States is breaking the law on a gross level.
That's right. And he still can't read the Constitution. And if I could, I'd like to bring out one more point. My father has been in the car business, and he knows the owners of Rockies very well. And it's interesting that he made the comment to me the other day that, it's funny how these lending institutions absolutely love illegal immigrants because they know they're good for the car loan. And they have no problem loaning them money. And I just think that's kind of, you know, it's funny. They love Hispanics because they know they're good for the loans.
I think Rockies loves everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that they deal with illegals, but I think that they love anybody, regardless of your color, whatever your nationality is, as long as you got good credit and you want to buy a nice automobile, they're interested in talking to you.
Yeah, well, there are lending institutions out there that will finance you if you have a Hispanic or a Mexican driver's license.
All right, Dave. Thanks, man.
All right, take care. Bye bye.
Let's go to Dan in Erie. Dan, you're on AM 760. If I can get the button down here. There you go, Dan. I think I got you. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Dan.
Did you see the article in the Post yesterday where the Justice Department is putting away an Egyptian that was caught trafficking in Middle Eastern men through Guatemala and Mexico?
Yeah, I saw that.
So we have any number, hundreds of possible terrorists in the country. How is fixing the economy in Mexico going to stop that?
Well, first of all, you got to assume, in order to follow through with what you're talking about, first of all, you got to assume that the people that are coming from Mexico and from Central and Latin America who are coming here to work, you have to assume that they're all terrorists. Do you assume that they're all terrorists?
That's not what I said. I said there's at least 100 Middle Eastern men.
All right, I understand that. But I'm asking you, you asked me about how fixing things in Mexico would help that, and I'm asking you, are you saying that the Mexican immigrants that are coming here to work, are you saying they're terrorists?
No, I'm not. I said that the Middle Eastern men, possible terrorists, came in
all right,
through Mexico.
Then I understand that.
So without a border patrol, a tight border in the south, there is not going to be a way to stop terrorists from coming in from whatever country through Mexico.
Well, who do you know of that's advocating the way of open borders?
Everybody that a lot of the people that have followed in this morning.
No, I'm sorry, pal. No one has called here and has said anything about open borders. So don't claim that they have. I haven't, and neither has anybody else.
No one has
said anything about open borders, Dan. Who has?
A number of people on the news programs.
Oh, now we're going to go to the news program. All right, what news programs?
The CBS News at the top of the hour.
Okay, name names.
The one guy from Padre Cedillo's wants open borders.
No, I had him on here, and he never advocated open borders. Oh no, he didn't. I had him on here, and he never advocated open borders. He never advocated open borders. I'm sorry. There's nobody who has talked about, who has any reasonable input on the immigration problem, has talked about open borders. Most people believe, rightly so, that you have to secure the borders, particularly post 9/11.
Right. I reject your assertion that it will cost too much money to get all the illegals out of the country.
Well, how much will it cost, Dan?
Nothing.
How?
First, you bring the troops back from Iraq. You secure the southern border. You make it okay for anybody going south to cross. Nobody coming north can go across. And then you come up with a law that says any person or CEO, especially the CEOs of any company that hires an illegal, goes to jail automatically for a minimum of 30 days on the first offense, increasing exponentially after that, and I'll guarantee you there will be no illegals hired in the country, and they will not have a job, and they will have to go back to whatever country they came from.
I'll guarantee you that won't work.
Why?
Because you have members of this community and of communities across this country who have started businesses, because Hispanic entrepreneurship is the largest growing section of the small business economy in this country. You've got family members here. You've got mothers and fathers who have kids that are American citizens. Because it's not as black. Why should they leave their own country? Here we go. Let's really do this, okay? Let's do it, and now you push me to the point where I'm going to do this. All right, if a child is born here and is an American citizen, what makes it any more right for that child to be here than for you to be here?
Well, because his parents weren't here legally.
No, that's not what the 14th Amendment says. What does the 14th Amendment say?
Well, if the person could support themselves, it's fine.
No, that's not what the 14th Amendment says. What does the 14th Amendment say?
They're an American citizen, so put them in the child welfare system.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You think that's moral and just, and you think that's right to break up families? You think that that's a right and moral just thing to do, to mete out that kind of punishment? You think that's moral and right and just and fair to inflict that kind of hurt on a child? Is that something you do to achieve your aims? Is that something you do to achieve your aims? Is that something you do to achieve your aims to hurt innocent children? Is that something you think would be right?
Come on, Jay. Now you can call me a xenophobe and a racist. Come on.
No, I'm not going to call you anything. I'm just going to call you a dummy. How about that, Stem? 9:33, traffic with Bailey. Or, I'm sorry, with Mealy Earhart.
That's okay, Jay. Taking a look at our drive, we're actually wrapping up the rush hour pretty nicely. Our two earlier crashes, one westbound at Pecos along the Bullet Turnpike, as well as a crash along eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal. Both of these crashes now completely cleared from the drive, and our volume is thinning out pretty nicely. Do keep in mind, though, today's rally is scheduled to begin at 10:30 a.m. at Viking Park. That's at 29th and Federal, and it should end up at the state capitol. Do expect closures in the area, and do stay tuned for the latest happenings in the area. In today's forecast, we've got a gorgeous day ahead of us. Highs nearing about 74 degrees in Denver. Windy conditions this afternoon with...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's summer session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Today we're talking about legal invisibility. It's what's invisible that counts, right? Do you believe that? Try this. Look at the driver to your right, to your left. Do they have a headache, big headache, small headache, or no headache? How can you tell? What difference does it make anyway? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When you've been injured, try to convince the insurance company about your injury. Try it when they tell you they can't even see it. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled injury insurance cases like these successfully for over 20 years. You need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollock, your life and your claim is managed on a distinguished basis. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. Your claim and your life makes all the difference in the world. If you've been injured, you have to protect yourself. You can do this. If you want experienced professionals on your side, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock. Champions of the people. Bell & Pollock. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
The fight continues with Exodus Return to Mojo, May 6th at the Denver Coliseum. Featuring the one, the only, the original, Mark Kerr, as he returns to America to reclaim his title as heavyweight champion of the world. More fights, great matchups, American championship fighting. So real, it hurts.
Rico Beck Promotions presents Exodus Return to the Ocho, May 6th at the Denver Coliseum. And a post-fight concert with MC Magic and Mr. Capone E. Get tickets now.
6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
Denver, the 25th anniversary LASIK celebration at Spivak Vision Center is about to end. So if you've been waiting for the right time to have LASIK, the right place to have LASIK, and the right price to have LASIK, don't wait another second. Call Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision, today at 303-C-2020, before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even have astigmatism, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 and let our world-class surgeons turn your dreams of clear, natural vision into reality and to take advantage of our most affordable fees ever on LASIK. But don't wait. Our $1,000 savings ends soon. So call 303-C-2020 now. That's 303-C-2020. Only at Spivak Vision Center.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today in the 70s. And John Combs of Wheatridge, you told us you listened to AM 760 Progressive Talk right around this time. You got less than a half hour now to call us and claim your prize and be eligible to win that grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. You know what I'm saying about this last guy who called in? And I'm being truthfully honest with this. You know, I'm 53 years old. I might have, if I'm lucky, 10... maybe 15 years left in the workplace. chances are that an illegal immigrant or, you know, chances are an illegal immigrant is not going to take my job. So I really have no horse in this race other than I do care about the country. And I think you should do what's fair and what's just. And I don't think that breaking up kids from their parents and sticking them in orphanages or having a, claiming that anybody here on this program talked about open borders, because nobody has, or the idea of bringing troops home from Iraq and putting them on the border, of which we're stuck over in Iraq, and that's not going to happen anytime soon. I don't get where people get that kind of resentment and that kind of cruelty factor that you would go to somebody and say, you know, you're 6 years old, you're 10, you're 12, you're 13, go to a state-run orphanage, or you're kicked out of the country, or you got to be without your mom and dad. I can't get my arms around that. I just can't do it. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Love your show. It's been
Thanks.
Great.
Thanks.
I've got to say something right off the bat. First of all, John the Turkmeister is always kind, understanding, very knowledgeable about things, and always brings great guests to your show. And so I just want to give a shout-out to him, because he's a great guy to talk to.
He is a good guy.
As well as you. But I want to talk to this about this guy that was just talking before myself. And, a lot of these people that want to put the finger on Democrats aren't doing this and they're not doing that and I wish they'd do this and that, they're forgetting who's running this country. They're forgetting that the Republicans have the White House, they have the Senate, they have the Congress, and they also had the INS begging Bush for 2,500 or maybe it was 12,000 INS agents that they never got. They had 200. So they need to realize that if they want border security and they want tighter borders and less porous borders, that they need to look at Pennsylvania Avenue and put the blame right where it belongs with the Republicans and with Bush. He's created the situation that we have. You had that author on there about the Devil's Highway. Or
oh, Luis Urrea.
Exactly. And I remember him talking about the fact that the word was out on the streets in Mexico that Bush is letting you come in with the guest worker program and come on up, the North is friendly and we want you, and all these types of things. And I have the same empathy that you do for these poor people, because, you know, they're trying to have a better life and they're trying to feed themselves. They're not up here with all these problems. There are some problems with the bringing up meth and some deals like that. But if this guy's worried about border security, he better start voting Democrat. And people that want to tax the wealthy and want to tax oil companies, surcharge them, and finance the things that this country needs and get us out of Iraq. We should have never been there. And put the blame where it is. If he's upset the way the direction of this country's going, he needs to vote Democrat and vote for Ritter and vote for a winner that's against Tancredo, who's an idiot, and make a change in this country so that we can get some oversight.
Yeah, well, his logic was a little weird. I mean, he went from the Egyptian, guys being, smuggled into jumping to the immigrants from the south, and how's fixing Mexico going to stop that? And I mean, he was all over the place and, making the open borders claim, and nobody ever made that claim. And but you get guys like that get wound up like that, and I really do. I sincerely wonder what the psychology is behind that. I don't understand what it is. I just don't get it. I guess I'm stupid.
I'm agreeing with you with Vicente Fox, and they're going to have an election in Mexico coming up this year, and I hope they make a change, and I hope they reform, because I think the problem lies down in Mexico. where, you know, Vicente Fox, I've seen it on TV where he's encouraged a lot of poor Mexicans to go north and better their lives.
Oh, he calls them national heroes.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's where there's a lot of problem. And who did Bush meet right away after he got elected? Vicente Fox. So they're big buddies, and he knows Vicente's heart, you know, like he always does. He's always looking into people's hearts and their souls. So I think we know where the problem lies here. You know, we need to put the blame back on who's running this country. Who has all the power? It's the Republicans.
I would agree. Kev, thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Okay, you got it. One line open at 303-713-7600, 943. 17 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Combs of Wheat Ridge. Where the heck are you, John? You tell me we're going to go the first to, you know, if you know John, call him up. We're going to go the first time without having a winner? Man, we're running out.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
He's all between two warm, sweet griddle cakes and get your day off to a fast and tasty start. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. But don't just take my word for it. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-6017. The secret to a healthier heart is out. Try omega-3 capsules from Iceland Health and feel the difference. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-400-6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
Thousands of Americans wanted to tell President Clinton what to do every day. Laura Schwartz did. Join Laura Schwartz, Bill Ritter, Bill Winter, and the Douglas County Democrats at the second annual Clinton-Carter Dinner Saturday night, May 6th at the Sheridan DTC. More info at douglasdemocrats.org.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michaels, host of the Mortgage Makeovers Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, a little Buffalo Springfield. 9:48. 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 70. Partly sunny skies. Al Franken coming up at 10. Thank you for being here this morning. All right, let's get back on the phones. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Pierre in Hartsel. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Pierre. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for bringing up the kids thing, you know. I just finished watching a PBS thing about Inside the Nazi State.
Mm.
And after each episode, they would do a discussion. And one of the deals that was brought up was, how could people just let all these children, just the small Jewish children, die? You know, where were the churches and all that sort of thing when that was happening? And they brought that up as one of the worst, you know, indiscretions that there was, that no one really cared about the children. Here you go. There's a guy that was the perfect example of, put him in the welfare state, you know. I mean, like, you're not going to be paying for him that way, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a stupidity behind some of these things that these people say.
Well, there's just some people you can't reach. I mean, he's got a right to his opinion, but you just can't reach him.
And, you know, and they talk about that they go into depth about a lot of things on that show, but one of the things was, well, they find someone that's different from you, or there's something different about them, and they start denigrating them that way, and then slowly they put up walls around them, like those idiots that want to put up the big fence all across the American border, you know. And I thought, Jesus, you know, why can't people watch some of these shows and see how similar the things are that they want to do themselves, you know? It breaks your heart that history continues to repeat itself. Now, I'm not saying there's going to be a genocide. I'm just saying that, you know, this kind of hatred for someone else just never goes away. So,
no, I just wonder what fuels that kind of anger and resentment.
Well, I don't know. I guess everyone's, you know, it's like half the people's got to feel like they're better than the other half of the people. I don't know. But what I really was calling about was, you know, we spent decades, literally from Nixon on, going into South America and Latin America and, you know, overthrowing people there that, well, gosh, they're communists or whatever, but they were just people like Hugo Chavez that wanted a better life for their people. And then we come in and say, no, no, we don't like that guy, and you leave those ruling families or dictators in there. And these countries have gotten so destroyed, and needless to say, besides all that, it's also made the hatred towards Americans, you know, getting pretty strong down there. And with Hugo Chavez saying, hey, you know, I've got the largest oil reserves in the world. I can charge 50 bucks a barrel, and it ain't going down, so you guys could just eat it. In the meantime, he's helping out the other countries down there that owe the global money system money and helping them pay off their debts. And instead of us going down there and doing some good stuff, no, we've just antagonized these people literally for decades. I mean, El Salvador, I worked with a guy, I worked construction, and he was a hod carrier. And he was actually from El Salvador, and they called him Juan because he looked like a Mexican, you know. Oh, that's Juan, you know. And he was from El Salvador, had to move from El Salvador because of the after the dictator there had been finally overthrown, whatever, all the military guys were out as banditos. And they were just basically robbing the countryside.
Oh, yeah, death squads.
And so anyway, he ended up moving his family to Belize. And he was up here. He hod carrier during the day and worked at Wendy's at night. And he wasn't thrilled to be here by any means because his family was so far away, you know. But it was finally to that point where, you know, these dictators have ruined the countries down there, and we could have been doing some good stuff. You know, people don't have a problem going down to Mexico to get their teeth fixed or any medical things done. You know, why aren't we encouraging them to train their people, do tech schools? I mean, they need all sorts of kinds of people like we do in our hospitals. Why can't we have those people trained down there instead? You know, but we don't do that sort of thing. Instead, let's put up a fence and keep these people out of here. You know. It's just so sickening and ridiculous, and I know the problem is complicated, but, you know, this kind of hatred that a lot of these people have.
Well, you got to take the venom out of it in order to fix it.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I can't tell you, a guy that moved up here from Arizona, you know, I had to get out of Arizona. There's so damn many Mexicans there, you know. But you know what? When I had my house done, they did all the stucco work, and I got a half price. And they did my roof, and I got that half price. And, you know, he couldn't wait to brag about how much money he saved on all these things. And then in his next breath, he's trashing Mexicans, you know? So, I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it either.
I don't. As far as I'm concerned, there are not enough Mexicans in my neighborhood.
I know, me either. And, you know, it's funny because we work these construction sites, and the white guys sit by themselves, and the Mexicans sit by themselves. But, you know, not us. We always sit with the Mexicans because, one, they always bring good burritos or whatever they bring, you know. And they like it because we actually try to learn their language and stuff, you know. I mean, granted, they're in America, but it's like give and take a little bit. And they really like it that we actually will hang out with them. Oh, wow, the white people are going to eat lunch with us today. You know, isn't that sad?
Yeah, yeah, it is sad. And it is sad because I didn't grow up with that, and I'm sure you didn't either.
I didn't either. And, you know, they talk about, oh, well, you know, why do my kids have to learn Spanish in school? Well, you know, my niece started out in bilingual schools, and she speaks such fluent Spanish now, and it's been a great ability for her for in her job.
When I was growing up in the California schools, you had to take either Spanish or French.
Yeah, exactly. And my family's British, so my mom was like, oh, French, French. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're not... Now, how am I going to use French in this country? You know, I'd rather learn Spanish, where half the kids I was going to school with were Spanish, you know. So, anyway, so I just don't get it. But, you know, you can thank Republicans for decades and decades of trying to disrupt South America and keeping those people.
Well, it's that whole attitude of we got ours and too bad with anybody else.
Yep.
And that attitude, not only nationwide but also worldwide,
has
got to stop. Pierre, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye, Jake.
Okay, have a good day. Let's go to, where are we headed here? Let's go to Marta in Broomfield. Marta, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I'm an immigrant that came in 1962. And, you know.
Where from?
Colombia.
Hmm.
And talking to other legal immigrants, you know, we believe that, okay, I agree, we have him here, we can't do anything about him. And we should at least help them and give them, you know, citizenship. But I think besides that, we should also take some of the stuff that other legal people get here when they become a citizen. The fact that with the citizenship, you could bring all the members of your family, you know. If you could, if you give in to the legal ones, that's great. But to give in to the illegal ones, that's like saying, well, gee, what's the big deal about coming into this country legally?
Well, I don't think anybody's talking about giving into them, quote unquote, just giving into them. They would have to earn citizenship, which would take time.
Okay, you'd still get citizenship, and it will take time. But with gaining citizenship, you get to bring every member of your family.
But once you become. Doesn't bother me.
Well, it bothers the ones that came in here legally.
Well, yeah, but if you're making people go through steps, which are the same steps that you had to go through, or the same time that you had to wait, and you're not giving anybody anything, and they have to go to the back of the line, what's the problem? What's the other solution? What is the other solution?
Take some of the steps that the legal ones get. It's not fair for the legal ones.
But what steps would you like them to do?
Exactly. Well, I just told you, there are some steps that you, for that matter, not give them, you know, they're not allowed to bring any more members of the family once they're already here. There are different steps you could take. You know, we talk about immigration so much, but a lot of people that talk about immigration really haven't even lived outside the United States. They just listen to what we hear the people that are here telling us. And when you really go to the other countries, you know, when you really go to the country itself, you find out how they laugh on how they come into the country, how they do things, how they, you know, get themselves into the law in such a way that by the time the Americans figure it out, it's too late.
Yeah, but you know something else, though? You act as if it's a one-way street. We also get something out of them coming here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
They work.
Jay, they do. I know they work. And like I said, my parents were here, like I said, since 1962 and worked. You know, but like I said, it's harder for people from South America to come into this country. They really have to work at it in order to do all the loops to come in because we cannot cross the border that fast.
But nobody is talking about giving anything to anybody for nothing.
Okay? You will be surprised. This deal about learning English, that is a total joke.
Marta,
okay?
I will not be surprised. I know nobody is... You know what? I'm running out of time here. But name me one politician who is talking about giving any illegal immigrant anything for nothing.
Hey, Jay, are they telling you they're not going to give it either?
No, but you can't name anybody, can you?
No. You don't know what entire...
Excuse me, but I do know. I'm capable of doing the same research you're capable of doing. Name me one politician who's talking about giving them something for nothing. Go ahead. I got five seconds.
I'm not saying a politician. I am saying what goes when you become a U.S. citizen. All that entitles you to it.
All right.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Life. For your free booklet, call 1-800-400-5581. That's 1-800-400-5581.
AM760.net. More than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews.